There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
All right, I want to thank you everybody for joining us for the second episode of the Tidewater Caddy Shack Fantasy Football Podcast. I am joined by the Commissioner Dan Miller, a.k.a. What is it called? Reef Donkeys. And then we have Rico with the Replacements. And then we have Ellis with El Dicho. And myself, Henry, that owns Here's My Money. So we're going to start off with the conversation in regards to Rico telling us where to be at a certain time to have a podcast when we've been trying to schedule. But when he says go, we all jump. We all run. We all get in our cars and say, okay, Rico, we're going to meet you. But why is that? Why are we meeting Rico right now? I can't figure that out.
There's a tail wagging the dog story.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It is.
That's because he's the champ.
Just so you know, I mean, literally. I mean, I know we live next to each other.
Right.
You know, Here's My Money and Reef Donkeys. But that doesn't make it right for you to just say, hey, it's time to do it.
Yeah.
And then we jump.
I agree.
I disagree.
Oh, man, just because he's a champ, son.
Well, let me start off by saying, the champ is here.
The champ.
What up, my peeps?
Finally.
You going to defend the crown? I don't know. I mean, because I'm looking at the scores, the previews for this week, right?
So, oh, schnookie.
And this just came to me, and it blows my mind. So if I read this correctly, and I hate saying this.
I'm scared to lose?
No.
I like it like that.
No. How the F is Dave Johnson supposed to get the most points in the league this week?
Dave Johnson? Who the hell is that?
Freaking
the new guy.
What's his team name?
We found him on the side of the road.
It's the Bad News Bears. Shocking. First of all, as a commissioner, we got to make we got to talk it over. You know, rookies can't win their first week, right?
No, I mean, if they do, I mean, it's usually they lose, right?
I can make a point. Yeah.
You said something about, like, if you win the first 2 weeks, that you have to win the first 2 weeks? That's what he said. If you have to win the first two weeks.
No. He was saying,
no, you have to lose one of the first. The last winners in the league for the last 10 years has lost one of the first 2 weeks and gotten a waiver wire pick that they needed.
Gotcha.
That nobody knew of, right?
Gotcha.
We all know that. Everyone thinks, you know, we draft players, but people get hurt, or there's this one guy that no one heard of, and unless you got lucky and drafted him.
Right.
You didn't know. And I think a couple of years ago it was Kareem Hunt. It was a guy, Alfred Morris.
Yeah, he was on the Skins for a while.
Yeah, no one knew him, and yeah, so, I mean, it was a couple of years ago. But so how the hell does Dave Johnson go up there with the most points? I hope he beats my brother's ass.
Well, I mean, because
I'm playing Ellis this week, right? Well, who you guys playing?
I got Yankees or something like that.
You got Yankees. I got
Yankees.
Bucknut. Ohio State fan.
Yankees nuts.
And according to, you know, the champions previews, it looks like, you know, 124 or 113.
Where are you seeing this? How do I get there to see that?
Yeah, what's going on?
All I know is I got Mahomes against Dak Prescott, so I should win that.
So you can't see score previews?
I'm looking at here we go.
It's under it'll be under.
No, I got it right now. I got it. Yeah, I found it.
Or just go to scores and you can get all the previews together.
Oh man, I got you crushed, El Dicho. 128.62 to 104.6.
And okay, so I haven't gone that
route. Shit.
I just forgot I drafted Kenny Galladay.
Kenny who?
Who the fuck is Kenny Galladay? Baby Megatron, man. Trust
baby
me.
Megatron? Megatron actually
really?
Shits babies?
I'm gonna have to break stats because stats.
I didn't know Megatron could have babies.
Don't
pop out of that.
I didn't even know that.
I had no idea.
But honestly, like the.
Here goes the commissioner.
No, I'm gonna go straight up.
Okay, come on. Bring it.
If you look at the first 4 years of Galladay's career and the first 4 year of Megatron's career, they're almost identical.
Really.
On catches.
Yeah, but has he done an ESPN commercial and turned into a fucking? Has he turned into a vending machine yet?
I'm just saying. I mean, you're gonna drop Galladay. Why don't you trade him to me? Because I'll pick him up.
No, I'm just saying. I forgot I drafted him. Actually, I can't get rid of him.
That might be a good draft for you, anyway.
Yeah. Well,
he's your number one in Detroit. I mean, Golden Tate. Everyone's gone. Yeah. I mean,
you can't go off of preview scores, you know? Because
no.
I mean.
Yeah, you can.
I lost like 3 players like in a week.
Yeah.
At the draft.
Okay. And you still won. And
no,
you still
I'm talking
won.
About this season.
Oh, this is, yeah. So, so tell us about that. You lost Brown because he's a fucking idiot, and who's the other two fucking people you lost?
Damn, he.
No, you didn't lose Brown.
No, I didn't.
Well, you're about to.
No, Mavit, that's in another division.
Brown. Yeah,
I lost my running back.
Yeah, Lamar Miller.
What happened to him?
The day of the draft, like 4 hours after he drafted him, he
tore ACL. You know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's when I had the glass.
I think somebody in Vegas paid him.
Glass embedded in my shin. Remember that? That was the night we went to after the bar. I had the glass in my shin, and
Yeah. I just remember that now.
Yeah,
but you know what's funny? Talking about that.
That's
remember?
When Andrew Luck retired. Yeah. Lamar Miller. Yeah.
Remember our last podcast? We were talking about players like knowing their fantasy. So how you think he feels? He didn't even get to play the first game of the season.
Brutal.
You know.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Damn, I just went. I gotta stop drinking.
Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but they picked up Duke Johnson, and then it's okay,
baby. Take a shot of that bullet.
Yeah. That bullet.
It's amazing. Like, it just goes to show that anybody can win this league.
Yeah, you just gotta drink a lot.
Drink a lot.
Bish doesn't even know who's on his team.
Hey, the champ is here.
It's last year was not because of the coaching. I'll tell you that much.
Oh shit!
It was not because of the coaching. It was all about phone calls into Vegas.
You remember that guy on my team? I don't know, Demetrius. he went off. I'm like, do you even know who's on your team, man?
Lactation Murray.
I love the way everybody just wants to hate.
Yeah, we hate on you, bro. We hate you. Want it?
I'm staying here with this big WWE belt.
It's like you're Superman. You're like Superman in the universe. Everybody hates Superman, man. Everybody fucking hates him because he's invincible. He can fly. He can do all this shit. Fuck him. I don't like Superman because I wish I could do that shit. I wish everybody wishes they won last year.
So we can go.
Yeah.
So let's.
I still love you, though.
I love you too.
First of all, I said
I love you too.
I said the last podcast, and I thought I gave Rico mad props to win the last.
Yeah, you did.
We said he beat Kevin. You didn't beat Kevin. You beat Alex Escobedo.
See, that's the way I play, baby. It didn't matter
Escobedo
who I played.
Yeah. But let's talk about
how you got shit for drafting Ben Roethlisberger and then won the championship.
Good call. Oh, sorry about that. I keep slamming my beer because I get excited.
Rico got excited.
You know.
Yeah, who got Ben this year?
So I did
who
get did? You know what?
Hey. Who got Ben? Who picked up Ben?
But Ben wasn't I don't think Ben won you the league last year. I could pull this up.
Whoa. Did you win the league last year?
No.
Can I say what I gotta say there? Commission.
All right, come on, you got the floor.
You're
you got the floor replacements.
Say what you like.
Keanu Reeves, what up?
This mother.
But I appreciate.
I like
you know,
this. I like this cheerleading girlfriend.
I appreciate
though.
Alex over there giving me the heads up on the props, because I did get killed on that. You know, my quarterback.
Yeah,
that's my quarterback.
But you adapted, right? You adapted and you dropped and you picked up. And you did a good job.
Ben actually ran the whole season for me, though. He did his thing.
Yeah, big.
But
Ben.
I know we talked about on the last podcast about your waivers and your pickups. Yeah. Is a big important part of fantasy.
Melvin Gordon won you the championship last year.
He did. He actually did.
There's no doubt. But Ben Roethlisberger was a great quarterback for you last year.
Yeah, he was. He was. One thing that I actually wanted to talk about, and don't know how you guys will find this interesting, but
okay,
fantasy to me has actually opened up my eyes to football. Like,
right.
Growing up, I was adapted to just one team.
Right.
I love.
It's a great subject.
The Giants. You know, my uncle, Giants fan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way we all grew up. You was adapted to whoever your uncle liked, your dad liked, your mother liked.
Right.
But fantasy actually brought out more to it because you find yourself cheering for
against
players.
Your team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For players that you never even took the time to learn about when you was growing up.
It's a great subject. It's a great.
And you probably grew up really loving baseball more than anything and probably didn't watch a lot of football growing up. Right? Yeah.
And the fact that, I'm a New York fan and love the Yankees, and my brother's a big Boston Red Sox fan.
Right.
And we never agreed on any teams because he loves New England and I love the Giants. But the fact is that fantasy makes you cheer for players on opposite teams. And, you know, the creator of fantasy, I got to give him mad kudos for that.
Yeah, who is that? Who is the creator of fantasy?
IBM Watson.
Yes.
Really?
Created.
No.
It used to be back in...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wilfred Bill Wickerbitch. I'm just making that up.
What the fuck?
that's like
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right?
Bitch.
No, it's right there.
But back to what you were saying, you're right.
It started back in the 80s when they were doing it by paper. You had to research, you had to get the newspaper, and you had to... So you didn't know how you scored.
It started in the 80s.
You didn't know how you scored.
It started in 1950s, man.
No, I'm talking about...
It started when Vegas caught wind of it and turned it into a multi-billion dollar enterprise.
I just said...
Who created fantasy, though? Who thought of the idea?
Loss.
The man's name's right here.
Is tell me the name again.
Bill, as well, Fred, Bill, Waken... Bitch. I call it bitch, but it's not bitch. Sorry.
Is he like German or
Puerto Rican? You know, I just say shit whatever way I want to say.
Let the Philadelphian speak. Wilfred Bill Wickenbach.
There you go. Wickenbach. Right. Sorry about that. Wickenbach.
Financial stake in the Oakland Raiders invented and played fantasy games involving golf and baseball in the 1950s, and it later provided the inspiration for
what the fantasy fuck? 1950s?
You know, we have money. You guys spend money, man. We know this.
I know, but that's... I thought fantasy was the past maybe 20 years, maybe 15
years.
Well,
I mean, once the computers came, but I mean, I remember, like, people trying to get me to do it, and they had to, like, read the papers, and it was all paper.
Oh,
it was all
God. Well, that's brutal.
You had to read the box scores and, like, basically see how many yards people rushed, and then you didn't know if you won until the papers were, you know, after Monday night, like Tuesday.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was no real-time bullshit.
That is insane. I mean... That's insane.
So here's something I'd like to bring up. So
according to this, it was 1962.
Cause the all bowl, you know, the almighty like Ben Roethlisberger pick.
Yep.
Him in.
So okay.
I'm gonna name five quarterbacks.
Okay.
Last year.
Okay.
And you tell me who was the top and who was the bottom of all the five quarterbacks, as far as the scoring goes in the caddy.
So total points for fantasy points, right?
For the year, yeah, last year.
Okay.
All right, so we got Roethlisberger, Luck, Matt Ryan, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson.
Well, Mahomes is one.
Everybody knows that.
I don't know. I'm thinking Deshaun Watson with rushing.
Mahomes is one. So Luck two, Watson three. Ben four, and who was the other person?
I think Watson got hurt last season, eh?
Matt Ryan five.
So I mean, I think it's Watson, Mahomes, Roethlisberger, Luck, and the last one, Matt Ryan.
You got a guess? Champ?
Does it matter what the champ say?
Big Ben.
But this is the beauty of CBS's league, because it puts things in a lot of perspective. I mean, it's not any one player that wins it for you, because the guy that had Mahomes last year didn't win, right?
So, you notice there's no Rodgers, there's no Brady.
But it has to do with a lot of other things. So check this out. Yeah. So number one, obviously, was Mahomes.
Okay.
So he had fantasy point-wise, let's see.
He's nasty.
I know, right? It's tough. It's 530. So the closest quarterback was 100 points less than him.
Wow.
Jeez. And who was that?
Matt Ryan.
Wow. So he passed his fucking ass off last year.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, I don't he even know running. Who had Matt Ryan last year.
And that's crazy, because Julio Jones didn't really have a big 429
points. And Roethlisberger had 419, right? And then fourth was Luck at 408, who's out of the league.
Yeah,
and then Deshaun Watson who struggled. He had 385. But check this out. This is the thing that gets me. So you go from that's the top five, but then the next five to ten is Goff, Wilson, Breeze, Rodgers, Rivers, and then Rivers is. So we went from Watson top five for 385 to top ten is 352. Is a drop of 30 points.
Jesus,
who's the top scoring player in the league last year of all players?
Of all players, I'll pull that up right now.
Mahomes is probably like close to being at the top.
It is. Dude, when Mahomes. he threw that no look pass,
it's all quarterback. And Barkley, at Barkley,
when he was running, he was running right, and he just went like this.
Barkley, McCaffrey,
that was incredible.
Is fifth and sixth. They're the only two running backs. It's crazy. Who? They're running Barkley. So the top, based on the scoring,
I got
league,
Barkley signed.
You got Mahomes, Ryan, Roethlisberger,
that's
Luck,
your boy,
Barkley,
Rico.
McCaffrey, Watson, Goff, Wilson, Breeze, Gurley.
Can I get some bourbon?
Yeah, it's right there, bro. Okay, keep, so
Kamara. Rivers, Brady, Cousins. They're mostly all quarterbacks.
Right. So why do people give people shit for drafting a quarterback in early rounds?
Because it's very simple. Because look, so I'll pull it back up. So we go to quarter. This is the reason why, Ellis, and I'll tell you. Outside of Mahomes, who's an outlier, and I don't think he's going to replicate a 50-touchdown season because he's 100 points higher than everybody else. But we'll just start at Matt Ryan, who's the second-best quarterback at 429 points last year. You go all the way down. Rivers had 352, so that is, what, a difference of 77 points. That's the difference. Now, so, but Rodgers, 367.
That's 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, it is.
It's less than that.
But my point is, it's like, it's not that big of a – so you look at the difference between the number two quarterback and the number 10 quarterback, and then compare that to the number two running back versus the number 10 running back.
Yeah.
There's a bigger disparity.
Yeah.
So it's like people are like, we'll just wait on a quarterback because, you know – with the exception of Mahomes, who didn't even win.
Questions like that prove why I can't.
But trust me, I played in another. Let me show you my league, lineup in the other league. I'm doing an ESPN league this year, and I got Wentz, Gurley, Mixon, Cooper Kupp, DeeDee Westbrook, Delonte Walker, and Leonard. So my three running backs are Gurley, Mixon.
Fournette. That's good.
It's great because it's not really a.
I mean, who are you playing against? Cheerleaders.
Well, everybody, everyone gave
blind
me,
people.
Everyone, I mean, yeah. I didn't know who to draft.
Everyone gave me crap. Like,
who do I put up? Yeah, actually, I can't see.
They all went. I mean, some people got some awesome receivers. They went receiver route, but I was like, it's a non PPR league,
so right?
You're going with they went with
the middle school league,
DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Thomas. Someone got Hopkins and Thomas. That's a great wide receiver duo.
He had to go to the elementary school to make the draft.
I know you want to be the champ, son.
In full disclosure, hold on. In full disclosure, it's a 10-team league versus a 12-team league. So
there's
talent,
more players.
More players available, right?
Yeah.
But they gave me a bunch of crap. To your point, Ellis, gave me a bunch of crap for drafting Carson Wentz in the eighth round. They're like, why'd you draft a quarterback?
Yeah, well, I picked the defense in the
11th. In the eighth round?
Yeah, I got Wentz in the eighth round, and I got Brady in the 10th.
Wow.
When were you supposed to draft him? The 23rd round?
Well, in a 10-team league, there's so many quarterbacks available, right. And it's back to that, the whole thing, the parity between quarterbacks are so tight, with the exception of Mahomes last year.
Right.
There's always going to be one quarterback that just goes apeshit.
Now, so do you think, you know, we have a 12-team league versus that 10-team. Do you think, which one do you think is better, the 10 or the 12?
I like the 12.
You do?
I think 12 is the perfect number.
Just evens it out more.
Yeah, it evens it out. Well, not as much talent, right?
Well, yeah, you got to know
the same talent, but just not. Yeah,
you got to work the waiver wire. So,
right.
As a commissioner, what struggles, it makes it tough. And some people, you guys know, I've been running the league for a while, and some people get upset, but it's tough because you want to try to keep the competition as fair and equal as possible. So right. when people are not working the waiver wire, or just like someone's hurt and they start a player that's hurt. It affects the entire league.
Right.
Especially if there's a playoff run and the team you're trying to beat or jump over is playing a guy that didn't set his lineup.
Right. You know, and
that's challenging.
You know, to be honest with you, I've actually done that before, and it's not because I did it on purpose. I've just been, just your life whatever, whatever.
Life gets in
but
the way.
So I've done that before, but I totally agree with you because when that does happen, it changes the entire outcome of possibly the season, right?
It's just like a golf
tournament.
I
appreciate that, Henry. That $10 did go very far last year.
it's like a golf tournament when a guy comes in with a bogus handicap.
I just know that if I'm playing Rico, I'm setting my motherfucking lineup. That's it. I don't give a fuck where I am.
Hey, look.
I'm setting it.
You'll beat the champ.
I need all of y'all to set y'all lineup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta beat
the champ.
Gotta beat the champ.
So next year when we do this podcast, we can, you know, put a cape on somebody else. I think we need to do that belt thing. I think that's fantastic. I think it's a great idea. Rico's idea of maybe getting a belt next year. We, you know, put that belt over our shoulder and, you know,
I think it makes it fun. You know,
I was thinking a belt maybe. I was also thinking like honestly, because we call it the Caddyshack, I like the idea of like getting a clay gopher.
Clay dildo.
Gopher. Well, clay dildo.
Yeah.
I mean, if
not
if
a one went down.
But fucking Rico will sculpt that shit in 5 minutes.
Get a clay gopher, man, and you know, just like
that's actually a clay gopher is a phenomenal idea with maybe like a crown on top
with wires hanging out. He's like, you know,
or maybe some headphones
I'm
on.
I'm gonna go out there and get Carl Spackler like put dig holes in your yard.
That's
winter.
A good idea. The golden gopher.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Now, we can get a belt that we can wear out because you ain't going to take that gopher out because people are going to, you know, this day and age, you're going to be like, it's explosives. We're going to get arrested or something. Who knows? Yeah. But we can do a belt too, but I think that the true trophy has got to be the golden gopher.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I do got a question.
Sure.
What you guys find the hardest after you set your lineup on a Sunday?
Right.
What's the hardest part about watching the football game? Like, you know, you got your lineup set up.
Injury.
Depends on what I ate the night before.
It depends on the drink I'm drinking. But honestly, to answer your question, missed field goals suck. You know, it's ridiculous. If I got a kicker that's out, you know, and he misses a field goal, a short one, that pisses me off.
Do you guys find it hard to root for a player that's playing against your team?
No.
Hell,
as long as my team wins, I'm fine.
Not when there's money on the line.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
You know what my hardest thing is, honestly, and this is going to tell my age, but the hardest thing is like when it's a close match between somebody and you got to stay up for that Sunday night or Monday night game. These games don't end till midnight or something. And you're like, damn it, this sucks. And you stayed up late to watch your ass lose. It's the worst.
By one point?
Yeah. That's not even worse. So a lot of times I'll just go to bed and say, I will look at my phone when I get up. And it's a lot easier on me because when I wake up in the morning, if I lost, it's okay.
Yeah.
But staying up, And then realizing I lose is a lot worse because now you're like, why'd I stay up?
You know, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Like, I'm super excited. I don't know I'm not trying to switch subjects, but this Saturday is the UFC, and they're in Abu Dhabi. So the prelims start at 10 a.m.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, 10 a.m. on Saturday. Yeah. The second prelims are at noon, and the main event starts at 3. I already told Monica I'm hammered by fucking 2:30. I'm getting it. So if you guys want to come by, it's during the day. We're going to watch it and but to your point is that when I get the UFC fights, which I always do, you know, you have a fight that lasts 2 seconds, and it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. You're like, fuck. You know?
But that's what everything's became now. Right. Boxing, everything is like 1 o'clock in the morning.
But let's talk about – so I guess a couple of things I want to talk about. This is football season is starting, NFL football season. We got tonight. We got the
– ¿Y por qué yo soy el campeón? I was going to ask – ¿Dónde está?
We talking about
– I thought you were talking about what was a champ.
Football. Ronaldo.
Yeah, is that what this was?
Yeah, Messi.
Oh, my bad.
Holy shit.
I just got a call, you know, while I was sitting here not getting paid.
You're trying to defend. The crown.
I could see fucking Rico ripping it up.
What's
on that
gonna
soccer
happen if
field?
You lose the first week? You defended the crown, you lose the first
week. We'll talk about that next week. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting here thinking about that.
So the season's kicking off tonight. We got Green Bay
and the Bears.
And the Bears. Which is
a crappy game.
Trubinsky, I love. I think he's got a fucking arm. Trubinsky's got a whip on that guy. He throws that ball.
There's no
so
end. You gotta learn how to pronounce the Polish name.
Trubinsky?
It's Trubisky.
Trubisky. Okay. Trubisky. You know how you get a one arm Pollock out of the tree?
Shake it.
You wave. You get that?
No. I get it.
What's the best Polish invention?
No entiendo.
A glow in the dark tripwire.
How many Pollocks does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, I forget that one.
4. 1 to stand on the ladder and 3 to turn.
I had a buddy in Jersey. He was his last name was Golombeski, and his mom made pierogies.
These pierogies, man.
These fucking pierogies were so goddamn good.
I gotta play the pierogi song. I mean,
I do gotta ask a question.
Sure.
We gotta ask Ellis, why is this team called El Dicho?
El Dicho?
Ooh.
What is that? What a good subject.
What does that mean?
El Dicho?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a few years ago I was in a car accident where I put my car in a ditch.
Okay.
And a few weeks later we were all at a bar before or after a baseball game or Oyster Roast or something, and a bunch of people there, and the whole table, one guy says, I'll have an El Dicho. I mean an El Guapo. It's a O'Connor beer. And then everybody said, I'll have an El Guapo. And then it finally gets around to me, and I said, too many El Guapos put me in the El Dicho.
El Dicho. All right. Good story.
So let me ask
stuck.
You that, Henry.
Yeah, okay.
Why you name your team what you named it?
Because I'm horrible at fantasy. I'm absolutely horrible. I've never won a fantasy league. I've forgotten to set my lineups. I've made some bad choices in regards to drafting. I just suck at it.
Do that when you play me. I'm good with that.
Well, I just know that, and when I play you, and whoever has the best player in the league, I'm going to offer him $100, give him to him cash, and I'm going to trade it, and then I'm going to do some like mafia style shit to get that player, so I beat you. That's it. It's happening.
Nice. How about you?
And if you do beat me, you're not welcome back to this podcast. Okay. What about you, Dan?
What's that?
why you pick this team name?
The Reef Donkeys?
Oh, that's a weird name, dude.
It is.
So
that's just so weird.
Yeah.
So
I think of a donkey like riding like a coral reef.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, here's a couple things. I mean, we're all fathers, right? So you understand, you go to the beach.
Yeah.
I always call myself the donkey because
I am not a father.
I carry go to the beach. I mean, I gotta carry the cooler, I gotta carry the boogie boards, I gotta carry the chairs, and they're just the kids are walking.
I mean,
I'm
being a donkey. But no, that's not what, but that's part of it. But
okay.
And you all realize that I got the midnight special now, the boat that I got 24.
Yeah, feet. We still paid
with
that money.
Yeah, you paid with the fantasy league money, but we'll talk about
Well, I embezzle a lot of shit.
There we go.
But in full disclosure, if you guys are on the fishing preview, a reef donkey is actually an amber. It's a nickname for an amberjack, which is they live in the reefs, big ass fish, fun as hell to catch. Don't really eat them, but they're freaking awesome.
And what are they called again?
Amberjacks.
Amberjacks. Okay.
Yeah. I just thought you were a really bad underwater poker player.
So you're the name of a fish and a donkey.
Yeah, right.
Now the amberjack's nickname is a reef donkey because that's what they are. They're huge. They're a freaking reef donkey. They live on the reefs and they
amberjack. I never even heard of that.
So that's the reef donkey is an amberjack, and I always try to do some kind of. In the last several years, I've done something on the maritime.
That's a big fucking fish.
Yeah, on a so Google God reef damn. Donkey.
See? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Fun as hell. I've been wanting to catch them. Last time, so they frequent the tower when we go out there. You guys haven't been with me. Last time I went out there, I was trying for them. We hook into one of those, dude. It's a good 40-minute fight. Get them in the boat.
Dude, these fish are fucking big, dude. Yeah. Are they like the giant of the coral reef or what?
They're the reef donkeys, man.
God damn. They usually eat they're 40 pounds or less, which is a big fish in the reef, right?
Right.
40 pounds. I mean, that's a lot.
But they're so strong, man, and they just fight and fight. Sometimes you get a 60, 80 pounder, and that's a big one.
So you're using that name to fight this season?
Yeah, well, my thing is, trying to go with the maritime thing. I've had, the years before, I think.
You should be called, the princess.
This is the second year with the reef donkeys, because
the replacements, bitch.
So,
the champ is here!
In full disclosure, I think we can all, hold on now. Yeah, I think we can all agree to this, and some of us. Alice is a little younger, but the short-term memory is...
Haven't won in 4 years?
No.
Say that again?
I had the short-term memories going on a lot of us. I had this great name that came to me about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I'm going to change my team name to this. And I went on my phone, and my phone, the app doesn't allow you to change the team name. You got to go on
the desktop version.
Which frustrates me. So the next morning, I'm like, I'll remember to do it. I woke up the next morning.
I remember it being
the best freaking name ever, man.
You still can't remember it.
I can't remember it at all. I'm like, son of a bitch, man. It's like, this is the worst.
I mean, I feel myself trying to look for names for my fantasy team. I be thinking about these months out.
But they gotta come to me.
What am I gonna call my team?
It's gotta have meaningful. I just don't want to name a team to name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to have meaning.
This is the first time I kept the replacements, and it was because I did a mid season last year. We won the championship, so I felt I had to keep the name.
Right.
But I did think about changing it, but I didn't think it was right to do.
I actually like the name because what you had to do last year to win the league is what pretty much that movie's about.
Correct.
Good players went on strike and they brought in the replacements.
Well, he beat the undefeated team.
Yeah.
Because the undefeated team had an injury and didn't have a replacement.
Right, right.
It's kind of pretty cool, you think about it.
No, I think it's a great name.
I mean, because if you look at our league, people got some crazy names.
Yeah.
And in any fantasy league, people come up with some creative names, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, man, I heard some good ones. I'll have to bring them up. There's some good ones out there. But the team name I had when I won was Bad Chicken. It was a Seinfeld reference. Have you ever been to, Bad Chicken mess you up? So I had Bad Chicken, and I killed it that year, and it was awesome, man. And
it was all, and I thought about bringing it back, but I was like, man, I don't know. I got to retire that name.
Yeah. You know, so it's like sort of like a Super Sisters type, you know, I don't want to have the same name.
Yeah.
Know?
We could do a whole podcast and title the show What's in a Name.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people will like use some variation of a player they have on their team.
Right.
Like my brother had like Wentz last year. So it was like Wentz. Balzac.
He still has it this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he has that same name.
Yeah.
And his.
Right. I mean, he ain't creative.
But he got Wentz. He got
you can Google that. You can say, like, top 10 fantasy names, and that's what you see. You see that. You see.
There was ESPN put out one. I'm trying to pull up.
Speaking of ESPN, what is John Gruden thinking? We're watching ESPN here, and what is John Gruden thinking? I mean, what a mess. He probably wants to be back in the booth so bad.
Well, actually,
you made the biggest
what
mistake.
A mess.
I just heard, I thought the same thing, but then I just heard a report that just came out by Schefter about an hour ago that said the fact that they're releasing him or suspending him, if they suspend him and and the arbitrator agrees with the team,
he's going to lose his money.
They don't owe him the $32 million release him. So it's a play on their team to say, hey, they're calling his bluff.
It's one of those things that you just have to accept it and move on. Right. You got to just keep on coaching. You know, I've had some great drivers, you know, leave my employment, and I was thinking, shit, what are we going to do? But you know what? We figured a way out. It's unbelievable when you're put in that situation. Like, we've had a truck breakdown or an employee not show up, and everybody goes, "What are we gonna do?" We found a way to do it. That's how. Right. That's what. That. But Gruden, right now, to Ellis's point, he's probably sitting there going, "Come on, why do I need this stress?
Right?
Just come to practice and work out and be a good teammate." And that's, you know, I've been a big believer when we picked up A-Rod and. Randy Johnson, who's a horrible teammate.
A-Rod.
But
he's
you know,
dating J-Lo, bro.
The whole gel of the team. I remember
that big booty J-Lo.
Being a Yankees fan, the first year that the Red Sox beat the Yankees, the gel on that team was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were a unit.
Yeah,
they all just fed off each other, and that's what you need. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what you need for a good team is when everybody works together. You got good coaching, everybody respects each other, and everybody wants to pick each other up. And you got a guy like Antonio Brown coming in there making $30 million a year, saying, "I'm not going to wear this helmet."
It's cancer.
That's going to fuck up the whole team.
It's a virus.
It's what they call it, a bad apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad apple, and that's what that fucking guy is. And honestly, they should just get rid of his ass, get that $30 million back. And you know what? In today's world with football, no one's going to pick that motherfucker up. Mm-hmm. No one's going to say, I don't want that drama.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Like, this whole thing even with Zeke.
Right.
This dude sits out the whole season.
In Cancun.
Doesn't even want to come to your preseason games. Goes hang out and wherever he was at, Mexico, whatever.
Cabo.
Yeah,
Cabo. And then you're going to pay him the highest paid running back? You're going to give him the biggest pay?
Like, you're rewarding him for being a bratty little kid.
Little bitch,
like,
yeah.
Like, really?
Like, does the real world work like that? I guess not. Just only in the NFL.
Well, yeah.
Or unless you play for Pittsburgh.
But, let me ask
because
you
Pittsburgh.
So what are you showing your rookies?
But
that
Ellis,
they could just sit out and do this?
Ellis, you might know the question. You guys might know the answer to the question. What gives them the ability to do that? We talked about this last
Star
week.
Star power, man.
But we talked about this last year, last week, about where it's going. So is it going to go to MLB? Is it going to go to professional soccer? Is it going to go to hockey? Are people going to start sitting out there? Why is it the NFL only? That's my
16
question.
16 games.
Correct.
Limited exposure.
Correct.
Selling tickets. I mean,
okay. Well,
the baseball's problem is probably not selling 82 home game tickets.
Well,
we got eight in football.
Baseball's issue is they have like five
better contracts.
No, they have five sub leagues.
Oh, so, minor leagues. Yeah, AAA, AA.
They have
AAA.
Yeah, single A, double A, triple A. But they also have
there's like a tier. To get there.
Here, there's no, I mean, you got college people are jumping their second year of college.
Right.
They're coming, they're trying to get paid because they're, you know, I mean, the concussions and stuff like that. I mean,
injuries, all
but
that.
But the bottom line is follow the money, guys. Follow the money.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad, man, because players just don't play
sad.
For the game no more.
Yeah.
I applaud you. You're an awesome player, but
yeah,
you're gonna really hurt your team like that. You're gonna hurt your team and sit out the whole season.
The other thing that
I mean, was the chemistry.
I don't think it's gonna happen in baseball. Baseball's contracts are pretty much guaranteed. You can't cut a player, right? So you sign him, he's yours.
Right.
You could trade him.
Right.
But you can't cut him.
Right.
These guys, minus the guaranteed money, so this is a suspension. See, so it could be the idea of avoiding $30.1 million if they suspend him. If the arbitrator
says... They should suspend him.
But it has to go to arbitration. The arbitrator's got to agree with the team. If the arbitrator doesn't agree with the team...
Yeah.
Then they're going to have to pay them.
That's called the players. Players union. Yeah.
That's why they're going to say they're going to have a strike in 2021. I think is the next time the players.
Well, that's renegotiation between the players union and the NFL. Yeah.
But so like
that's
so
what's been created.
So
right.
The baseball is perfect. I hope they don't ever screw with that. They're trying to with this bullshit like strike zone, and the computerized strike zone and stuff like that. I hope they don't. But it's almost perfect because. The contracts are guaranteed. There's a salary cap, but then if you go over it, you have to pay royalty tax to all the other teams.
Yeah,
pay all the other teams. But the thing is, you put yourself in a position. You pay a guy. You're going to keep him. No one's going to take his contract. You get a $330 million contract for Bryce Harper. Who's going to take that on?
Right.
Especially maybe now they would.
Well, that's a ten year.
He's 38 years old. Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
But my thing is, like, I feel like these players do what they do because they just want to be the highest paid player.
Well, or they think their value is a little bit higher, and they know that the market's there.
If this running back gets this, I need to get more than him.
Right.
If this wide receiver gets this, I need more than him.
Well, that's why Melvin's out, and that's, you know, so Melvin's out now, and with Zeke signing this contract, the Chargers are going, I'm going to have to pay this guy a lot of goddamn money, because I think Melvin's awesome.
Let's all go back, though. A lot of these guys that are doing this, like Zeke and all that, they're 25 years old. I mean, 25
young guys.
Years old, bro.
So they're setting the platform.
They're listening to a 45, 50-year-old agent, right? You know, and I mean, but they're entitled 25-year-old.
But they only have 5 years, Dan. 5-6 years.
So you know, imagine,
running backs. I mean, get as much as you. I don't blame them.
Right.
Per se. I don't.
They do it is wrong.
But my thing is, imagine what next rookies are going to do.
The Zeke thing I have issues with.
All right, Dan's going to take a little break from us.
So, Henry and I talked about this in our golf podcast, and I think we're going to see even more of a shift in the next 15, 20 years that these guys who are really good at football and really good at basketball and really good at baseball are going to start slowly shifting to golf because you've got a 25-year career.
They might.
Maybe not a huge rush into golf.
Like Fitzgerald's a great golfer. Rodgers is a great golfer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of football.
Romo.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
Raymond Romo.
But you're right. You're right, Ellis.
You know, you're looking at it from, if you're a running back, 8 years would be a stellar career. And 8 years would be a...
And that's long.
I mean, look at...
But if they have to sit out two of those years... They're going to start swinging a bat or swinging a club.
I mean, Tiki Barber.
Tiki Barber.
Retired very young.
Donde. What was it? What was his brother's name?
Larry Young. Who's the guy from the Lion?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
And that was like before.
But look at Megatron. Megatron being a wide receiver. He retired real young, too.
Correct.
But he made a shit ton of money.
They did. But my thing is, my biggest problem is, you know, growing up in my era, I seen the old school, you know, like we talked about last podcast.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott, dumb guy. Lawrence Jerry
Taylor.
Rice.
Lawrence Taylor.
Tim Brown.
Lawrence Taylor.
Those guys play for the game.
Say Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor, sorry.
Yeah.
Those guys play for the
Lawrence
game.
Lawrence Taylor's
shit. Walter Payton. Those guys play for the game. Yeah, at the time, there wasn't the money there is now.
Right.
But they play for the love of the game.
But also...
I mean, like you look into... Let's get into basketball. Jordan.
Right.
Jordan took pay cuts.
Right.
To put players on his
That's team. Why I like Tom Brady, because Tom Brady takes pay cuts. But
so what's going on with that? The love of the game. Not everybody wants to just
love
be the
of
highest
winning.
Paid player.
It's the game, but it's also winning too. They take those pay cuts because they want a winning team. That's it.
Take this into account also. 25, 30 years ago, a football player is basically head to toe covered up.
Right.
All you see is the last name. And that really doesn't mean a lot to anybody watching except for a very few select players.
Right.
With social media, these guys can be celebrities and be covered up on the field.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, social media has given these guys a lot of star power.
A lot of opinion power, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, but it's against their brand to not take the most money.
Correct.
To not take the most money. So right. they're going to... I mean, Le'Veon Bell holding out for an entire season, and would he leave $16, $17 million on the table to prove a point?
Well, that lets you know he made a lot of money the year before. To be able to sit out a whole year without one pain, that means you had a lot of money already.
Right. But also, you have to think about, so back in the day with Taylor and Theismann and Walter Payton, right? They weren't restricted. There was really no restrictions in playing football. So you grab that football and you're running, you're getting hit. You're getting hit from below. You're really just trying to protect yourself.
Now it's flag
football. Now it's reversed, right? Now it's reversed. So the people that are actually tackling are worried about the person's safety.
Because they don't want to get suspension.
They don't want to get suspension.
They don't want to get a fine.
Right? So it's one of those things where the players are going, hey, I'm, you know, I've been a big supporter, like Sean Taylor. He's running down the field, and that motherfucker was a beast. And I'm just bringing him up because he's my favorite Redskin, or him and Art Monk. But if you're running that fast and you dive, how do you control that body? How do you control your body to go up or down? So where I'm going with this is that they're realizing when they're getting as good as they are with the new rules, they're saying, give me the money. That, you know, because not everybody can do that. Not everybody can control themselves to, you know, hit above the knees or below the waist or above the shoulders, but not below the neck, or it's below the shoulders into the chest. It's just changed.
Tackling is going to be a pure art form.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely.
To make a proper tackle is going to be an art form.
It's going to be an art form, but right now it's already being painted. You know what I mean? It's already being painted, and they've it's evident to everybody in that watches football is the quarterback is the most important position. Yeah. If you have a good quarterback, that's where the ratings come in. That's where, you know, I've seen some calls that are just outrageous, but that's what the NFL is doing. They're protecting their quarterback. I mean, they're protecting their ratings. They're protecting all that shit. It's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely outrageous, and I hate to change the subject, but if you look out my window, you see Ted Danson next door. Yeah, he's got his shorts on. I was driving back from...
Is he doing jumping jacks?
He's about to. He'd probably do some burpees, too. But on the way back, I'm driving home. I had Riley's car, and I had that in the shop for a couple of days, and I'm going down Mount Pleasant, and I got the top down. All of a sudden, it just starts pouring. And I'm like, should I just keep on going? Fuck it. It feels pretty good with this rain hitting my ass. But I pulled over and fucking put the top on. But I felt like going, so I felt like Ted Danson. You know what I mean?
Nah, but, I mean, like we say, I mean, there's...
Pass me a beer, bro.
There's a lot of leagues that keep coming out because of what's going on in the NFL.
Actually, I'll grab it.
Yeah. I mean, just standing here looking at my laptop, I mean, you have the CFL now. I mean, you have American Football Conference, United States Football League. I mean, there's so many different leagues because of this, because of what's going on in the
NFL. Well, once fantasy starts taking off in those leagues will get more popular. Not more popular than the NFL, but...
Well, players are going to want to leave
the NFL.
I think the NFL
would almost be dead without fantasy.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, hell yeah.
So once those other leagues start generating their own fantasy and fantasy has given these players a lot of star power too. That once the fantasy starts being generated in those leagues, and those leagues become gambling profitable,
right.
Those players will have star power.
Now, Ellis, you brought up a good point that made me think about a player. Let's talk about Deion Sanders.
Okay.
People gave Deion Sanders so much shit for not tackling.
Right.
Best defensive player, quarterback ever.
Yep.
But guess
what? I agree with that.
Imagine him playing in this era. He's the perfect fantasy player.
Yep.
Because you can't tackle without getting a flag.
Oh,
right.
And
because he just went for the interception the entire time. That's all he did, yeah.
Well, if Neon Deion is playing in this era, he's probably on the offensive side of things.
And this is crazy, but who was the other cornerback for the 49ers when Deion played for them? Was he had the real long neck?
Let me think.
Oh man, he was really, really good. He was with the guy Steve, the left hander after Montana.
Young.
Yeah, Steve Young. But they had a cornerback that
was it San Fran? Was it San Francisco or Atlanta?
It was Atlanta Falcons. I think it, well, he Deion played for San Fran too.
Yeah, but when he was Atlanta, was with him and McGuire.
No, like, it wasn't him.
Deion Buchanan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buchanan was the other guy.
Who was the corner at San Francisco?
Next to Deion. Next he had the Deion. Real long neck. His neck, but it was like, it was just like.
Yeah, an, Ronnie Lott.
Safety, though.
No, but it was, and I bring that up because he was a phenomenal player, but his neck was just, you know, it just
wasn't
looked.
Was it Buchanan, was it? Was it Buchanan?
I don't think it was.
Yeah, he was at Atlanta.
Yeah. Who did the Icky Shuffle in Atlanta?
No, that Icky Shuffle was Cincinnati.
That's all right,
Cincinnati.
So who's, no, who's the, who, the bird dance for.
Jamal Anderson.
Yeah. Jamal, I love that guy. He actually tried to get...
No, Dirty Bird.
Yeah, the Dirty Bird, yeah. He tried to get an MMA.
So, Dan, you just walked in. So, the question I had brought up was, having a Deion Sanders, people talk so much trash about him during his era because he didn't like to tackle.
Right. Yes, yeah.
Well, we are now in that era where you can't tackle.
Quarterbacks aren't.
So, imagine the kind of fantasy player he would be this year.
Dude, I love Deion. So Deion, I like actually Deion has too. A
Eric Davis.
Even no, Eric Davis was the running back for L.A. Rams.
Well, he was a quarterback.
Cornerback. Yeah,
I'm looking for a cornerback. So 49ers cornerback. I'll look it up.
First of all, before we go off, to everybody on the audience, don't ever have a boss. Try your best to work for yourself.
Why?
Just what I'll leave it at that. That's all.
Oh, my boss got fired.
Yeah.
It's my bad.
The hammer. Guy,
I mean, I love my boss. I love my boss. I do. Don't get me wrong. I think he's awesome. But it's tough. It's in a big company. It's tough because I don't blame him. It's just a hierarchy. But anyhow, so we're talking about
Merton Hanks.
Yeah,
that's who it was.
I was really hot on that one.
Yeah, I can really remember that name. Buddy.
Yeah,
no, you wouldn't.
Jeez, I found more needles in haystacks lately.
How did
dude.
We get on this concept? This discussion? What was going on? What were you saying, Rico? You
said the question was,
oh, Deion
players
Sanders,
now
tackling,
players
right?
now are flagged for tackling for different things. And I thought about Deion because he always got yelled at. Well, not yelled at, but fans talk very bad about him because he never tackled. He was a very defensive player.
Look how long his neck is.
Great coverage.
Yeah, but his.
But he was good.
His coverage.
He was Deion. Next to Deion, though. He was phenomenal.
Deion had the best makeup speed of any corner I've ever witnessed in the NFL.
Yeah.
Honestly, like he could, he would bait quarterbacks, and then his makeup speed to intercept a ball or deflect a ball was retarded.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about Deion, it was a story that was told to me about 10 years ago. It's great. So he was, you know, he's a Southern redneck. I mean, let's face it, Deion is a Southern redneck. You talk to him, he'll be the first. He loves bass fishing, he loves doing all that stuff,
which is awesome.
It's cool. So he got arrested gave a citation. It went all over the news because he was fishing a lake he shouldn't have been fishing on, right? That's why I finally fell in love with Deion, because he goes, in the interview, they're like, well, why were you fishing a private lake when you knew it was private and you shouldn't have been fishing? He goes, really, man? The fish were biting.
He's like,
you have no idea how bad the fish are biting. And if you're a fisherman, you'd be doing the same thing. I looked at him like, I know exactly what that man means, man. He's like, yeah, we're killing it. So he's like, it's no big deal. But yeah, Deion's great. I love him on NFL Network. To everybody at the table, I'm not a big fan of ESPN anymore. They just got too political or whatever. But the NFL Network's got a good thing going on. So, like, after the games, like Sunday night or whatever, you go to NFL Network.
Yeah.
You got Michael
Steve
Irvin.
Mariucci. Yeah.
You got Deion Sanders out there. You got Trent Dilfer. Yeah. You got all these guys that are good. And, I you know, it's great, man. And Deion's a great commentator, man. And I hate to say it because I'm an Eagles fan and I hate Dallas, but – but, man, Tony Romo's a good commentator, too. Last year, he did a great job, and I don't know if he's going to hold his job because he called it out. He called everything out as us as spectators and people watching would see.
Right.
He'd be like, the ref got it wrong. This is what it was. He called it. The quarterback saw this. It's not the quarterback's fault that this was an interception. He calls it all out. He saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's no bullshit. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if the network's like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much he's going to be. He's awesome.
They definitely have some influence in regards to what they say. right? Yeah. ESPN's always been that
Tony
way.
Tony Romo is going to go to the Golf Channel if that happens. I mean, he'll...
That would be a great...
He'll be commentation on Golf Channel.
Well, I agree with Ellis on that.
He's a great golfer.
There's some good football players that have became, you know, great commentators. Agree on that.
Well, the biggest thing is the question is, so we use CBS Sportsline. So with all the other different apps out there in regards to, so you have CBS Sportsline, you got Yahoo, you have ESPN. Let's go around the table. Who's what's your favorite? What's your favorite fantasy app to use? Rico, why don't you go first?
I think the champ should go last, baby.
He whipped out the cape on that one. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about him with his fucking cape. I hope he's flying and it hits like his cape goes into the engine of a jet and he just gets sucked right through the fucking...
I'm just kidding. I'll go first. I don't care.
No, you go last, bitch. All right, so...
Whoa. We're going to let El Dicho go since, you know, he was last.
El Dicho, you're up. What's your favorite?
He pronounced it like Rican. Dicho.
Dicho.
El Bicho.
El Dicho.
I mean, El Dicho. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait, one of your losses was from me last year.
Ouch. Oh, I'm bringing that up.
So I think I beat you by 1 point, though.
You beat the champ.
I beat him before he was the champ.
I think we need to take him off the mic.
When we
moment of silence.
Before we
moment
get there.
Of silence there.
Before we
moment
get there.
Actually, you know what? That's a good topic to talk about.
What, the apps?
Being the number one team and losing to the last place team.
Well, I was not the last place team last year. Second to last is not last place.
That's not DFL.
But you know what?
That's not DFL.
I do give it to him. You know what?
That's not DFL, though.
He did beat me by 1 point last year. So
that's not DFL, though. That's not dead fucking last.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a bottle
of... Yeah, it's bullet. Okay. That was a bottle of bullet hitting the TV. Before we get into the apps...
No, so go ahead
so
back.
Much for the film.
I watched a motivational speak from Deion Sanders to the Jacksonville Jaguars this year, and he said pretty much, I don't write shit down. I'm just going to just talk to you straight from the heart. But he said, I'm going to talk to you about Prime. He said, it's Deion, Primetime Sanders, right? But he said prime. P means preparation. R means responsibility. I means intelligence. M means management. And E
execution
means expectation.
Expectation.
And and I'll be honest with you. His speech...
That's
when I...
Money.
Yeah.
The prime.
But listen, when I watched the whole speech, it was good. It was good. Preparation, responsibility, intelligence, management, expectation. The biggest thing is expectation was... You're expected to be that at this level. You need to stay at that level and show that you're at that level. And so everybody, I mean, it was a great speech.
You know, so much of us as like the Monday morning quarterbacks, the guys that get drunk and watch football on Sunday and bitch about players and Antonio Brown and stuff like that. As I've grown up, I've realized like there's certain people that extend, like, grow within the NFL organization.
Right.
And there's and you realize this is not easy for what he's done. He's grown tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Trent Dilfer's grown tremendously. Kurt Warner's grown tremendously. The coaches, coaches always had it, right?
Right,
coaches
yeah.
have the ability to talk to people. But the players...
But the coaches are making them
but the
grow.
Player, oh, Randy Moss on ESPN, yeah. He's pretty good, right? I mean, but they put them through, like, these classes and stuff, and they got to get them. But it's really cool to see that they... Embrace
yeah.
that.
Well, like they're getting older. They're getting wiser. They're
well,
maturing.
They're getting wiser, but they realize that they're not yeah. going to stay with the status quo. They're going to better themselves. And it's all what America asks for. Just better yourself.
When I think of Randy Moss, I think of him in the parking lot, and they were talking to him about it like he was walking to his car. And the reporter said something about his contract. He looked at him. He goes, cash only, homie. And got in his car. I'll never forget that. He's like, cash only, homie.
Well, it's like LeSean McCoy.
It was so like gangster.
LeSean
I loved
McCoy,
it.
LeSean McCoy, when he was with the Eagles.
He just signed with somebody.
Yeah, he signed
he
with
He is
the,
back with the Eagles.
The Chiefs.
No,
yeah,
the
Andy
Chiefs.
Reed, he's back with Andy
Oh,
Chiefs.
No. It's DeSean Jackson.
But
that's
he would,
y'all, right?
Yeah, no, LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy. He was with the Bills. He went from
reunited with Andy Reid.
Right. He was with the Eagles. Yeah, went to the Bills,
but,
and then now
Philly
he's.
Philly just got.
Philly got DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that's
back
what I mean. DeSean Jackson.
Philly just picked.
You know,
up,
I screw up every fucking name.
No, but Philly just picked up refrigerator.
Damn, the bourbon ain't helping.
Yeah, refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and they just dug up Walter Payton from his grave, and he's starting on Sunday. Yeah.
Don't
the Eagles.
Don't put Sweetness. Sweetness is the best quarterback.
Yeah, well, but seriously, he's going to be a ghost on Sunday.
Where?
At the Eagles, yeah.
Right, they need all the help they can get, bro.
Eagles going down this Sunday, son.
This is the beauty of this podcast. So I had legit comment to make, and then like the funny stuff came, and I completely forgot my legit comment.
That's the whole
awesome. It's, whole, it's
no,
so great.
But just so you know.
Put this out. So the Eagles.
You want me to remind you?
Eagles
you want me to remind
no,
you?
No. The Eagles are playing the Skins this Sunday.
Yeah.
We are podcasting this Sunday.
Oh, we are.
That game.
We are. But
maybe during that game.
Well, if the Redskins lose, this house is closed.
No, it ain't. You heard it now, folks. You heard it now.
Well, no. To what you were saying earlier, you were talking about how you were impressed with Prime and different players about growing
up in their game.
Yeah, up in their game, Dilford and shit. Because they've gotten older.
No, no, he was talking about me.
About you?
How good I am.
Did you just mention Trent fucking Dilford?
Yeah.
I didn't. He did. But
my bad. I didn't mean to compare
myself.
He's
a great. He's a great commentator on.
Oh
on,
well.
Yeah, he's a great.
Fantastic.
And he's got a Super Bowl.
He does with the Ravens.
Wow.
And all he did was throw the ball. But
so does the guy for Tampa Bay.
Oh, he's good.
What's his name?
Brad Johnson.
He was on the Skins too.
Yeah. Fucking Skins.
Deskins.
He still has.
Are we talking about commentators now?
Are we talking about Deskins?
We're talking about whatever.
Like, let's talk about the bet you
Dan
and I
Marino,
are going to put on our
Dan
game.
Dan Marino doesn't week. Have a Super Bowl, guys.
Oh, so
and Dan Marino was a beast.
So he Trent wants Devil to put a bet on our fantasy. What do you want to do?
Bottle of blue.
So you're projected to beat me by 25 points.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I want 10 points.
Oh,
$100. I'll give you 10 points.
Oh,
I was thinking like a dare or something, man. I wasn't thinking cash money, son.
Well, what the fuck is a bet? A bet is a goddamn. The bet equals money.
I asked you.
What he's saying.
$100 straight up. I'll give you 8 points.
Man,
I think
50. Give me 15.
My thing is this. I don't know how it works.
How come nobody wants to bet the champ?
Fuck that. I'll bet you.
I'm not playing you.
I think you make. I think you
lucky
make,
there, L.
If he win, if you win,
Henry, do you want some of this?
I think you make Ellis cook your family dinner.
I think that's a great bet.
No, fuck that. I want money.
Be the best meal you've had in a long time.
Wait, you want to tell that to Monica?
Well, once she shuts the vacuum off.
Yeah,
that's
damn.
Not her.
I just texted her.
That's not her. That's your daughter's.
Oh, the kids are vacuuming.
Yeah, damn.
They spilled some Cocoa Puffs on the floor.
So, yo, I know we've been hitting this fantasy, but what's the deal with this hurricane, bro? Hurricane just sitting around.
I mean,
just like relaxing.
I want to talk about that, but do you want to make a bet or what? You want to put your money where your mouth is or what?
Well, we're going back to the bet.
You want
to
put your money where your mouth
is?
Going
back to the bet.
Let's do 50 bucks. I'll give you 10 points, 50 bucks.
On it.
Deal.
Handshake. 10 points.
You got to beat me by 10.
I just seen it.
So
I just seen that the champ just noticed that the champ has signed off on the bet.
Edwin is a bookie. He wants 10% of the $50.
Hey, the champ for even being on here with me, I need a drink.
So the replacements, who are you playing, Rico?
I'm putting it on the feed right now, just so you guys know. So it's there. The subject. I'm just going to post it to.
But what's your team like initial?
So,
what you mean? What's my team like?
Like that. So, when I'm looking at it, like
what you mean, bro?
Who are you playing though? Is it?
$50, right?
I'm playing Anthony.
Oh, so is that YDZ?
Yeah, that's us. Yeah.
Yank these nuts.
Yank these nuts. Okay, you so you're projected at 122. I'm projected at 128. I'll bet you $50 I get more points than you.
So you want to bet the champ. 50,
yeah, 50, no, just, yeah, so 50, just overall
he's
got
to win by 10 or more.
50.
10 is a push. He's got to win by 11 or more.
Henry, I'll bet you $50 I get more points.
You're going to score more than me this weekend.
Yes.
To win.
He's hedging the loss he's going to have with me.
Yo, you can't make a money on me,
stop
son.
That. You're the only one that's thinking hedging. I'm hedging,
that's
too.
That's why I like. That's why I like Ellis. It's my boy. 50. It's my boy Blue.
Okay. All right. So what are we gonna
There's
do?
A lot of people talking into mics right now. I just want
to
get everything.
Well, no shit.
Nobody
There's four
right
mics
now.
And four of us.
Everybody here.
Dan's like, you guys need to chill the fuck out. Hey,
I didn't know we had to raise our hand and take turns talking to the mic.
Hey, here. Hold new rules. There's a new rule. If you put your bear up, that means you can talk. So that means shut the fuck up.
None of y'all run a league before. I'm trying to track this down because
okay.
It's going to be
okay,
like
go ahead,
some
go ahead,
Sunday.
Go
Sunday,
ahead,
you guys
go
are
ahead,
like, I bet this. And no one's
go ahead,
you
go ahead,
bet this.
Go
I'm
ahead.
trying to put this on writing.
Okay.
So
and I see the hurricane coming in behind
okay.
you.
All right,
that's
Dan.
The only reason I'm doing it.
Hurricane Dan is here.
The seven P's. That should be my name, man.
The seven P's.
Yeah, prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
I like
that's
that.
A good name.
I like that.
You should change your shit to that.
So I'm saying.
It doesn't mean
you
don't
just
win.
You made a bet because you realize this.
Okay.
I'm trying to minimize arguments.
No, I understand.
Because,
no.
So I got 50. So
it's 50
so,
bucks.
So
I'm giving him 10 points.
Here's my money and El Dicho bet. $50.
Right.
And that here's my money has to win by 11.
Yeah, so pretty much I gave
10 is a push.
I gave him 10 points, so whatever his final score is.
Nine, you win.
Well,
no, he wins.
Whatever his final score is, he's going to add 10 points, and if it beats my total points, then he wins.
Okay,
10, that's it.
10 is a push.
You're predicting 130. I only got 124, so
that's
how are we
I'm
doing
saying.
This bet?
So I'll give you 5 points for $50.
Okay,
so,
who's next?
So that puts me at 129. You're still
talking,
at 130. He's
exactly,
up by one.
Exactly. So that means so.
See, that's why I'm the champ. Because I think.
Well, I think
anyway.
I think you got your Speedos on with your cape because you ain't making this bet, son. What you gonna
do?
Yeah,
I don't want the fans to think that. You know, I can't back
fans,
up.
The fans.
I can't back it up.
The
son.
Fans. Yeah, what you got? All right, let's shoot $20.
Let me call my bookie.
That's your wife, right?
Hey, Maria, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué es lo que pasa por allá, loca? Ay, la cosa está buena.
Hold on, let me get Monica to translate that.
Muy bueno.
Esta gente aquí está loco.
Quiero
hacer una apuesta aquí que me puede ganar.
Are you really talking? Are you really talking to somebody right now?
No me está ganando a mí, loco. Sí. Colo suave. Así como se hacen los boricuas. Vamos para allá.
He ain't talking to anybody.
¿Cómo se dice la cosa? Sí, está bien. Okay, vamos.
Puto American.
Yo, we're doing this.
What are we doing? $20 or $50?
It don't matter what the champ wants to do, son.
Hey, don't know what
he's
the
trying,
champ
he's
do.
Trying to be the Rock. That's what he's trying to be.
Yeah, that's my
hey,
cousin.
Man,
he's
the champ. He's
trying to be the Rock.
I
can do whatever I want to do.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, I could be.
You should be wearing.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
I didn't say that.
All right.
So what do we got on? What do we? What do we have on replacements versus?
I gotta check
my
squad.
Here's my money. Total points. Total points.
So we're going total.
He got 130.
Total points.
So what's the bet? It's the same thing you did with.
It's $50. So
is it 50?
Yo, why are you betting me $50, but you betting him $10?
Same thing. It's 50. 50, because I know you got it, son.
So how many you got?
What do you mean
got?
I got it, bro? I'm broke.
I know you got
it. I took out a loan the other day.
You play that shit like you broke, son.
I'm broke. The commission haven't paid me yet.
Yeah, you bought a boat instead.
Yeah, can I get my money? it's
towed by a badass truck.
Yeah, can I get my money back?
Fucking Dan.
It is towed by a badass truck.
So
this bet ain't going to work, because if I lose.
What? Dude,
you're
not coming off a lot of money,
betting, bro. If you went up to the betting,
I'm just kidding.
Make it interesting.
Matter.
Make it fucking interesting.
So let's make this interesting.
If you went up to the betting booth
you give
Vegas
me,
and you started talking like this, you'd
give me 6
it.
Points.
6 points, 50
what's
bucks.
What's the spread?
6
below,
points, 60.
Yeah, so I'm projected for 130. He's projected for 129.
No, 124.
120. No, yeah.
Oh, you're going to call it even. All right, call it even. That's fine.
There you go.
Calls it even. That's fine.
What you mean I call it even?
That's what your 6 points makes it 130, 130.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. I want to win. So
No, my point is
it's
2 plus 6.
It's got to be fair. Yeah. It's got to be odds and stuff. So
well, you got it's a handicap. So if he's projected for 124, you're 130, make it 130.
Yeah.
I'm projected 128.62.
No, you're not.
I am, motherfucker. I mean,
I see
you
130 right there.
Yeah, thank you. You misread.
It says 128.62 right there.
All right, so he's going to say 5. So
projected.
Be 5 it is?
I think 5, 20 bucks.
Mine says 130. Wait,
you went Dicho on 50. What the hell?
Hey.
Look, am I looking at the right one?
Well, he's favored to beat me by 25. Yeah. He's lucky I made him only give me 10.
Am I wrong?
Well, it's because they average. They just round up. It's
I don't know. I mean, mine says 128.6.
Yeah, though. Yeah, that's your laptop. You got that jig rig.
You must have a drawer.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
I got an iPhone, and that's what happens.
Yeah, iPhone 2. Yeah. You got an iPhone 2, so.
I got a flip phone.
Can you even call out on that thing?
Nah. Only works with the internet.
They never had an iPhone 2, bro. They went from iPhone to iPhone 3.
Oh, they did?
Hey, Kamish, Can we put this to end? Can you go ahead and bring it up and show him that he got 130?
I'm pulling it up right now.
I mean, he's got his computer rig over there.
No,
maybe his
it's
math
not.
Is wrong.
It's not rigged.
Hey, you know 2 plus 2 is 4, right?
No, it's not 4. It's 4.
Make it a $25 bet straight up. Whoever has the most points wins.
I agree with Alex.
All right, cool. 25
if you don't
want
to give points, drop the dollar amount.
Highest score wins.
The highest score wins $25.
$25. All right.
Deal.
Deal.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Regardless, it's straight.
That's why you all Dicho in last place.
128.60. Because
you're good at
Well, I gave Henry
what's that?
A solid.
128.62 is what I have for you. So what's the.
Thank you.
So what are we saying?
It's $25 straight up most points.
Yeah.
So regardless of the.
Yep.
No spread.
No
spread.
You only have a spread with me, and I was generous enough to make you only give me 10 points.
So dude, that's a lot of points.
You're projected to beat me by 25.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hey,
but I know anything can happen.
What I like about it, Ellis, is you haven't even changed your lineup, so that spread's going to change.
It's going to get worse.
It's probably going to get worse, hopefully.
Hurricane Dorian's probably going to take out half of my team.
So, Henry, why you got on sunglasses, bro? There's no sun in here.
Well, no, I put these on because...
We're not playing poker.
I know, it just changes my attitude. Like, if I put them on, like, so cool. there goes Dan right there with this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I should have not said nothing.
Yeah, but no, it puts me in a different state of mind, and that's.
Makes you think you're cool.
Yeah, it makes me feel like.
You're cool,
yeah.
God forbid us when you're in a different state of mind.
Yeah, I know. Watch out. Watch the fuck out.
I mean, you don't need glasses to be you.
All right, so we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna switch it up a little bit. Let's talk about
football tonight.
Let's talk about the hurricane. Let's talk about preparations. Rico, what have you done for your house to get ready?
I ran around my neighborhood naked last night.
Nice.
Just kidding.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
That would scare any storm away, actually.
So you have no one living on your court currently?
Nothing wrong.
Está cogiendo. Hang on, hang on.
English only at the table.
Woo! I love it.
I love it. Just kidding.
Dan's got his sunglasses on.
I did prep up.
So what you do?
Because streaking a quad is like my thing. I think it's awesome.
Rico, tell me what you did.
I watched Dan's video last night.
On the real, tell me what you did.
Nah, on the real, I did packed up everything last night, which was sad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
it really
stuff.
Made me feel like summer was over last
night.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I usually don't put everything away
right
yet
right
because living here in Virginia, you know, we got kind of a crazy weather. It could be
right
110 degrees in the middle of September.
You guys $30 or
20? 25.
But I did pack up everything yesterday.
Good.
Good. Put a lot of the stuff that could shoot out and hit the neighbor's house. Now I do got a neighbor that I left one thing up, and hopefully it does shoot.
It just goes right through the window, right?
So I can't. Hey, I'll be like, yeah. I don't.
So tell me about the outdoor pool. So what do you have to do to prepare with that? Do you drain that?
No, I did not. I did not drain the pool.
He's got to get the jellyfish.
Once the rain starts, I'll probably put it on backwash just to keep the level going.
Right.
Because of the fact of all the rain that we're supposed to get.
You know what I think
this.
I'm going
to
do this year? You know, Dan's got a. Awesome hookup because he just turns
just
it all back.
No.
But Dan, so you just turn his drain on, it goes right through his concrete, through his below his, you know,
so
which
put
is
it on
all.
Backwash, yeah.
Well, what I got to do is I'm going to run the.
I flood my neighbor.
I'm going to run it
That's
all the way down
do
to
too.
The driveway so when the time comes for me to drain
you
the pool.
You don't have that?
No, I mean, I do,
but... No,
but
I mean, mine's piped under the ground.
Yeah, his is piped under the ground, so it's
mine's
you know, what he's got.
I don't have to roll
slipping.
Out of hose.
Henry.
I'm slipping, yeah.
He's slipping. So mine's the same way as Dan's. Mine pumps out to the street.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
okay.
Once it really starts coming down, I'll run out there and just
turn it on
and let it push it out. You know.
Here's my thing. Okay. So I got my stuff down.
almost below skimmer right now because I've been losing like an inch.
You got a leak, so.
But you know that that's.
No, it's not a leak.
It's affecting.
No, I don't. It's a brand new. Trust me on this. I know this.
But don't that affect.
Because there's times when the weather's right, I don't lose anything. It just happens to be when the.
But Dan, don't that affect your motor, Dan?
I haven't had to drain my pool once this summer.
Dan, I got a question for you.
No, I don't have to drain it. I have to add water to it.
That's what
okay,
I was
yeah, I'm sorry. I have,
you know,
I haven't had to add water in my pool once.
You go below.
You got a pool boy,
when you go.
All right, I can't afford it.
Hey, Ellen, sorry about that. They called you out.
You might want to.
I got all that pool boy.
I don't know, man.
I didn't know you were a pool boy here.
You might want to talk to Monica about what.
No, I actually have an old pool lady with some saggy ass.
What's she about 150?
Oh, that's not good.
No, she's
wait
like
a minute.
That's a small word for the white
tee. That's actually brilliant.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, she's
unless
she's
you
cheap.
Keep your wife work.
So it's like the Chevy Chase movie when he looks out the window and Henry's like just
this
dreaming.
This is crazy.
And then he opens up his eyes and realizes, oh damn, this ain't working.
You know what? I don't even know how to respond to that. I think it's the first time I don't know how to respond to that.
That's
well,
good. That's
I mean, because it's you not got even, a pool boy.
I mean, you got a. You say you had an old pool
yeah,
girl.
Yeah,
the fact that
yeah.
you're not losing water.
I'm not losing water, bro.
Talk to your wife.
Why?
The pool boy's out there filling the water up.
Oh, she's. So you're saying I have a pool boy that I don't know about.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I'll tell you what.
Not it.
I don't I'll have a leak. What. Trust me.
Wait a minute. You guys are talking about swimming pools, and I've got a body of water in front of my house.
Oh, your pool.
Well, we figured your shit was going to drown.
Well, we're not getting the south winds. You'll be all right. You're going to get the north winds.
Yeah. It's going to blow it all out of the sound.
Yeah. You're going to walk right across.
Yeah, hurricane's going to do us a favor.
Yeah. So preparation.
Nah,
so preparation is a big thing, though.
Okay. I mean, regardless if we get hit or not, you still got to do it, man, because you don't know.
Right.
I mean, that's the
Same
one job. That's that one
yeah.
job that you can predict
that
whatever you
right
want to say.
Up in your ass. Yeah, I understand.
Preparation H, man.
So Dan, what did you do at your house?
You put all your gay stuff away.
You know, your blow-up dolls.
It sucks being what? Coming out of the closet?
It's
my bad.
No, it sucks.
I mean, Dan told me about this. Like,
he's really, I gotta be here.
But no, I put...
I do love Dan, though.
I mowed all the lawn yesterday.
You wear the feathers when you mow the lawn?
I got all the kids. I wear the colors. Bitch, how about my Eagles colors out there?
But you got one of those floating dildos in there. The kind that you stick in your ass and it makes you let you float. I saw you.
So do you wish
you know those, like they have those?
You have those noodles, bro.
No, I threw them all out today.
So you wear like the shortest shorts you wear. You wear the shortest shorts you can wear to cut grass.
Yeah, so it shows on yeah. Lars Johnson.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good.
I put the nut huggers on, and I put my headphones on. And I just go out there and sing. Like kind of. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you don't know. Like it could be
Queen.
The ladies.
He's singing Queen.
Hey, it could be the ladies going. Damn.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me,
Mr. Parker.
And then I jump in.
It could be Miss Parker. He never
oh,
knows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. I like that, Dan. I'm gonna try that out Christ, next time.
Man,
I
cut the
thing is, like, you gotta prepare, right?
Where'd you get your shorts?
Chubbies.
Did you get them at TJ Maxx? Chubbies?
Chubbies.com, man.
Damn, son.
Yeah, I got some.
I need to send you a picture. Y'all want some?
Do you have like a referral like code you can give me so I can get some extra small ones?
Yeah. It's so great when you get like this the grass and shit after cutting the lawn. All of you just jump in the pool. With your chubbies on and because they're not tight, they flow right up and grab your nutsack.
It's farting easy. You can fart easy too.
Through your throat. Like,
I mean, it's pretty cool though because the neighbors don't know. Like
wedgie, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Although, hey, all you got all the wives looking out the window, and all the you know.
Yeah, you know, you got those. Yeah, you got the. Yeah.
But my thing is, like, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to do what I can. So
you open it up.
You're a Boy Scout, son.
You're anyone that prepares. I mean, I told you the other day I got boarded by the Coast Guard, and I had all my shit in flying colors. And my guys that got off, we went to Waterside for lunch.
Public exposure.
It was a safety check.
Excuse me, I'm here because I saw your balls were about 2 miles away from here. I need to board your boat because your balls are hanging down.
And they're hitting your ankles.
So there were four.
Yeah,
four,
yeah, like that old dude shit. With balls
four men Coast Guards and one hot ass female Coast Guard.
She have a thong on?
I don't know, man. It's cook's in uniform. I can't see. She didn't look good, but I knew she looked good. If she was undressed, she looked good. But it was like one of those things where it was.
Little nerve wracking. Well, right?
I just noticed Ellis is looking up the pictures right now.
He's looking at something.
He's looking at Dan in his shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
Okay, so they board it. So you have four Coast Guard guys
and a female driving the boat. Okay. So the first thing I do is they ask me, have you ever been boarded before? And I'm like, no, sir. And I say, no, sir, to a 24-year-old.
Why you lie, bro? You've been boarded before, son.
No. First time I've ever been boarded.
I mean, when you were transporting those kilos in Miami, you were boarded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was.
No, you got to understand. When you do that, you admit nothing.
I was there that day.
Deny everything.
Well, I saw that submarine in your pool a couple days ago. You still utilize that?
You admit nothing and deny everything. Okay. Demand proof, okay. Counter accuse.
I understand.
All right,
let's, like, all kidding aside, tell us the story. So, four guys, one girl, they board you. Why'd they board you?
Four guys grab your ass.
Safety check. I'm pulling into waterside. So, in full disclosure, I'm coming down to Intercoastal, and I'm with a buddy of mine, and he's trying to meet his sister there. Well, we got stuck by a train trestle. The train.
Right, so the bridge. So it was close.
But it was like an hour long.
Jesus Christ.
So we're sitting there just spinning for an hour.
Right.
Swilling beers.
Yeah.
And he's texting his daughter or his sister and saying, hey, we're going to be late. We're going to be late. And his sister writes back and says, hey, just so you guys know, Coasties are sitting in the harbor and pulling everybody coming in today. Coming in the waterside. So I got a little bit of a heads up.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but was there like a special event going on or like nothing? So you were just out there. Okay.
Yeah, out there. I mean, there was no.
Right. So it was like a DUI checkpoint.
It was a small craft advisory. Nobody could go out. Okay. Nobody could go out in the bay or the ocean.
Right.
So I'm assuming they expected some traffic on the Intercoastal or whatever. But the cool thing about going to the waterside is you just go, you hail them on the VHF and you're like, hey, I'm a 24-foot Robalo Midnight Special requesting dockage.
Right.
I'll be there in 30 minutes or whatever. And you're like, okay, hail to channel 6-8, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Call 6-8, and you're like, we'll have two deckhands ready, waiting for you in blue
shorts. Sure.
So I'm pulling in, but the bottom line is I said my buddy gave me the heads up, so I had all my safety stuff out.
Right, so you're prepared for it.
So I'm pulling in. And I see the Coastie out in the middle. He's.
Sorry to interrupt you. What are they driving? Tell me about their boat.
They got a full. It's probably a 40-foot rib.
Oh wow!
It's a rubber hulled.
So a big boat.
Yeah, with aluminum top, rubber hulled.
Nice.
Twin 300s.
Ooh.
Hauling ass.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's in the middle of the harbor, and I pull in, and I see him. I give him a
salute.
How you doing? And I pull into the. I talked to waterside. You're like, hey, you're basin A. You come in, go park. See if you can get a port side dock and look for the blue shirts. So I go in.
Okay.
And I see the blue shirts, and I'm navigating.
Have you had a couple beers?
Yeah, I had a couple, but I was good.
I'm just curious.
I'm all about safety.
I'm trying to get like your level of nervousness.
I was extremely nervous because I had my son with me.
Right.
I had my son with me, and I had a couple of beers. But the beers started coming. We got stopped by an hour at that train, right?
Okay.
So we're sitting there doing nothing. And
so you had a couple beers there.
We're basically just spinning. Yeah, I'm just having a couple of beers, and we're just chilling.
Right. And can you anchor there?
No, well, I could, but why? But, I mean, there was kind of no current. I just kind of
It's
funny,
chilled.
People. There was a couple other boats that were going on, and people had to use the bathroom, so I sent them off the bow, and and they're peeing off the bow, and I got the stern turned to where they, no one, and then all of a sudden I just throw that bitch and pivot.
So
all of a sudden they're peeing and it goes right in front of the next people that are watching. They're joking. Yeah, it's all fun. But so we get in there and I'm pulling into the waterside marina and I turned to my guys. We had my son, my buddy Sean, my buddy Robert, Robert, and
so there's a good amount of you.
Anthony and his buddy, his roommate in there. So there's six of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they on my six? And they're like, yeah, they're on your six.
So they're right behind you.
So I was like, oh my God, okay, cool. So I'm pulling in. Yeah. I'm like, are they still on my sex? They're like, yeah, they're still on my sex.
Oh,
so I
man.
Pull in. So, but I see the blue shirts, they're waving me in. So I was like, I'm just going to dock the boat.
Right.
So I dock the boat, I throw lines in, and they grab me, they pull me in, and then the Kosi's standing there, and he's like, we're going to let you get docked, and then we're going to talk to you. I said, that's all good. And he goes,
yeah.
Have you ever been boarded before by the Coast Guard? I said, no, sir.
Wow.
And he goes, all right, well, this is how it goes, and kind of goes, and I said,
he was nice.
Super awesome.
Yeah, okay.
And it was right around the time when those two firemen that that went missing out of Florida, Port Canaveral, which was really sad. They never found them. So I was asking them about that. I was asking the girl who was driving the boat while they were doing this.
Yeah, this is like a soap opera.
But the biggest thing was, yeah, it is.
Sorry.
The biggest thing is they want to make sure I had six people on the boat.
Safety.
I had to have
safety.
I had to have six
life jackets. Yeah.
I had to have a square throw pillow. I had that there.
Rico.
I had to have.
As the world turns.
The fire extinguisher. I had to have the flares. I had to have.
They were pretty much checking the boat that you had everything
that
you.
I had to have my registration.
Yeah.
But the cool thing, here's the cool thing. So after all, he checked me and gave me a piece of paper and handed it to me. He said, "You passed with flying colors, sir." And he's like, "I appreciate you." And
nice.
And this and the other. But he's like, "So if you ever get boarded between now and a year from now,
yeah,
just throw them this piece of paper and they will leave you alone."
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, we could bring all the drugs ever, son.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the drugs they were finding up on Jacksonville Beach. You see that bricks of cocaine thrown up in there.
That came off the chance boat.
Well, it's one of those things.
I'll celebrate.
But, on the real, like, that's really cool that they, pulled you over and they hopped on there. They were professional. They made sure that you had your shit. They gave you that thing, and they said, okay, because of how you acted, how you respected them, here's a sheet of paper, and, it's like a DOT. Like, they're monitoring the waterways. Well, and I think that's fucking badass.
I think it's awesome, and I gave them mad props, because the other thing is, if anyone's been on my boat, they know I'm all about safety. I'm not about being a douchebag and getting out, getting people hammered and dying.
Why not?
Every time someone comes
you
on
lie.
Every time someone comes to my boat, was the first thing I do is I give a safety briefing. And that's what, when Sean got off the dock and Anthony got off the dock, they told me they went to talk to the
Who's ordering pizza?
And they were like, Dan, trust me, you don't have to worry about it. Every time we get on his boat, he has to give us a damn safety briefing on where his stuff is.
No, and that's good because...
But you never know what you're going to get. You're going to
have that.
That's cool, though.
I'm 16, 20 miles offshore. I mean, bad shit could happen.
All right, so, just to, not to end that, but it's great to see that. It's great to see the monitoring of the waterways and see our government policing that shit. I think it's fantastic because you're right. Anything can happen.
Yeah. You got to respect them because they're going to save your ass.
Now, if he was a dick, blah, 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 it's...
Nah,
but it was
dicks.
Good that ended up in a great... with a great ending.
Coast Guards are awesome. Police are dicks.
So
they don't know. Yeah, the police are dicks. You have Norfolk Police on the harbor. They're terrible. But the Maritime Harbor in Norfolk.
Yeah.
But the Coast Guards are awesome. They're always awesome. They're badass.
Being in the military, being ex-veteran.
I love
doing
Coast.
My time. I give respect to everybody that.
And you gotta respect that.
Yeah.
You gotta respect that because you can easily have a boat out there. I mean, how about that boat out in California with those 33 divers?
That's what I'm saying,
You just don't know what happened there, but like you said, Dan, anything can happen, and for them to come on board like that, respect you, you respect them. That's what you want there. That's that's what a lot of things are lacking.
You come on my boat. You all have a good time. It's everything fine. But that could happen
on
my boat.
But just overall, Dan,
a fire on a boat is the worst thing you can
I know,
have.
But I'm just saying overall, it's great that you passed it. It's great that you initiate all that because there's people out there that are on boats and they're getting fucked up. I mean, I wish there's a lot of people out there just making bad mistakes that could possibly have deaths on their boat. So...
Well, my exit strategy...
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Seriously.
My exit strategy is to get a captain's license, and I can't get a captain's license if I kill people on my boat. It will never happen.
But,
that middle of the water, bro, you're on your own.
It's very scary. It's very scary. But, I'm not trying to change the subject, but let's talk about tonight's game. Let's talk about the Bears-Packers. I would like to just first off start off...
With the champ.
with myself because
who's got players tonight? Who's playing?
I do. I have Williams tonight on the Bears. But I want to talk about Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews is no longer with the Packers.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, so where did he sign? The Falcons?
I don't even know, man. But Packers played, defense sucked for the last 5 years.
He's playing with, what's his name? Fucking the guy that was on the Vikings.
Hickory High School.
Yeah, but so let's talk about the game tonight. Let's talk about, we have Rodgers, we have Trubisky.
I've got Allen Robinson going.
Okay.
Number one receiver. I'm thinking, I don't know how Chicago's going.
Yeah. Nice.
Trubisky's throwing. You got Trey Burton on. Has anybody on Chicago.
Looked? Has anybody, you know what's crazy?
Has
though?
Anybody looked at the line?
I ain't gonna lie to you, but if you look
what's the line? Pull it up.
If you look at history, Thursday games is the hardest to
probably
predict.
Probably the Bears by four,
but
it's maybe? Hard.
But we're gonna find out.
But Rico, hear me out on this. I understand what you're saying, but this is the first game of the season, so they've had all week, all summer
everybody's
to prepare
ready
for
to play.
It. It's different. It's different when you play Sunday, and then you have to play Thursday. They haven't. You know, I'm saying this is no different than them playing Sunday.
Yeah,
they just had to play four.
Bears by 3.5.
Bears by 3.
So you have the Packers minus 3.5.
No,
he's
Bears
got,
minus three.
Bears minus
Aaron
three.
Rodgers.
Bears minus three.
Is it in
so the
Chicago?
Packers are plus
it opened it. It opened at Bears minus 3.5.
It's in Chicago, right?
I can see that though.
Yeah.
So it's a half point.
So what's the weather in Chicago right now? It's probably a little chilly,
right? You get 3 points. No. It's 3 points.
Still hot. No, it's still hot.
It's not hot.
Ain't no storm going up there. No hurricane.
3 points for home field. So they're saying they're a half point favorite. So it's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to the last possession.
All right, so let's make our predictions now. Rico, you start off. What's the final score tonight? What's the final score for the game?
I gotta think real quick.
Who's the running back for Chicago outside of
Clay Matthews?
Tariq Cohen.
Clay Matthews is the running back.
I gotta see this real quick. Give me one sec. let me take a looky.
No, you're looking at all right, so you're looking at for starting. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't got no players tonight, so I haven't really given a
fantasy podcast during the game. You're gonna have to install a urinal up here.
Yeah. Well, you can take a break. I mean, just go out there. I'll just pause your mic and
open up the window right there and just pee on the Beamer. It's all right with it.
Yeah, well, the Beamer's okay. I don't want to mess with the Maserati.
Rico's got his fucking champ belt wrapped around his waist right now talking some shit.
He's sowing his oats.
Give me that fucking bullet.
I just said, son, you got two windows, bro.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can pee right in that fucking Tums jar if you want.
This fucking guy.
There's a giraffe over there. They'll watch it, too.
Hey.
If you do it.
He got a wingworm anyway. Nobody's gonna notice what he's doing.
Yeah. It's gonna take him 20 minutes to piss.
So let's help all the other people who's gonna watch or listen to this. So outside of this game, who are the big players this week? So who you feel comfortable on running back? Top five running backs this week.
I got Barkley, so I feel good about that.
So
Barkley's playing Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got who else we got? What about Gurley? Fournette or Joe Mixon.
Well, Gurley, I think, is just incredible. The guy's a beast. Gurley's just incredible. But, you know, honestly, I need to take
a look. But Gurley blew himself up last year. They're talking about throttling him back a little bit, right? But he's so good.
And they just signed Goff to a big contract.
Now,
you agree with that?
Hell yeah. He's good, dude.
Do you look how bad he looked like before the coach took over? No, when they had
Sean McVay came from the Skins, man.
When they
took Sean McVay, I was so pissed
off.
Jeff
Fisher, he made him look like he had a
noodle
arm. Jeff
Fisher sucks, man.
Dude, man, it's terrible.
He's horrible. It just goes to show that you can have a bad coach and you can have a good coach. And Sean McVay, when they took him from the Skins, he was the offensive coordinator there.
His arm looked so weak, but he looked so
Goff
much stronger.
Goff is nasty, man. That guy's nasty. He's smart. He's almost like a young Tom Brady, in my opinion.
So, I mean,
smart,
I'm trying not to say not being biased here, but I'm so happy that the Eagles signed Wentz last year. Before the two quarterbacks because they signed Wentz for less than Goff, and I actually think Wentz is a better quarterback than Goff.
Sorry,
I don't know, I'm a big fan of Wentz. I've always told you that. I'm a big fan of who he is, what he does, what he preaches. He's a big teammate. Obviously, he's had some issues with injuries. he's got to prove.
He had a freak knee injury, but Dan, and he had a freak back injury.
I don't know if you agree with me. He's got to prove himself. He proved himself the first year, and then he got hurt, and then he's been in and out. But this is the year that he's got to prove himself. Wentz to me is like a Roethlisberger, but just more in fit, faster, and with the same. I mean, he's very creative. He gets out of the pocket. Yeah, he escapes tackles.
I can give you that. It's good. It's a good comparison. Same size as Roethlisberger.
Right.
I mean, we all want our teams to win.
No, but I mean, I think it's like I see where you're going with this. I think.
We're going to talk about your team next.
I think Wentz has a great opportunity to be the MVP of the league this year.
Depends. I mean, he has that ability.
He has
Dan,
that
but
in him.
You're jumping the gun a little bit on that.
I'm totally jumping the gun.
You're jumping the gun on that because he's got a lot to prove, man.
But he was the MVP. So last year, I can't take that away. It was a recovery year after I had an ACL. Trust me.
I know you did, Dan.
Trust me. A year. Coming back after a year, you're not comfortable.
Right.
Especially a quarterback. Running back's different. You're running downhill.
Right.
But a quarterback, you're stepping back and you're freaking out. If anyone hits your knees, you're you're nervous.
Right.
You're freaking.
But
out.
You're so protected. You're really not.
Yeah. You're protected. You're not.
You're not thinking
go.
About your knees.
Yeah. You're not. But my thing is with. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
So this is the biggest thing. Because when he was in 2017, he was a de facto MVP before he got hurt.
Right.
Before he got hurt.
And I agree with that. But I'm going to make this last statement. Then we're going to go straight to Rico. But what I loved about Wentz was his support with Foles. So when Foles came in, Wentz was hurt, and Wentz supported Foles, and that support right there was incredible, absolutely incredible.
Okay.
For Wentz to do that. And not have the animosity and the anger and, you know, I mean, Wentz did a great job there. I mean,
I look at it like my life. I think it's going to make him a better person because he experienced.
Well, he knows that. He's very religious, that guy.
Yeah, he experienced success on the behalf of somebody else, and he had to sit there and watch it.
Right.
But he embraced it. But it had to hurt him, though.
Of course. It hurt him, but he embraced it.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right. So, Rico. Rico, wake up. We're going to talk about your quarterback situation. Yeah, tell me about your quarterback situation with Eli, and then you got this new guy stepping up. Who's the new guy?
Daniel Jones.
All right, where did he come out of?
Duke.
Okay, so how do you feel about, first of all, give me your take on Eli, and then give me your take on him in regards to him taking his spot with the, from, you know, taking Eli's spot.
I mean, I think Eli is a great quarterback. I really do. I think he's had his time.
Okay.
But I think, I say last year, it was probably good for somebody to step in. I think we need to change the Giants. You know, I think it's time for Eli to take a seat back and maybe let Daniel run with it.
Okay.
See how he does, Jones. He's did great over the preseason.
Who's your coach now?
El Champ, no, I'm just kidding.
you gotta do that. You know, you gotta get that in there. I love it. All right, so who's your coach now? It's not the defensive coordinator that you hired from. I forget who they hired. That what's his name? The defensive coordinator they hired from. I forget his name. I don't know. I forget. I just know Rico's on his fucking phone, which drives me nuts. So if you're gonna have a
well, they just said Zone A's evacuated, so Sandbridge is out. Let me go back to the hurricane. I mean, you know, so we're gonna sit.
No,
here.
We, hold on.
It was Pat. It's Pat Sherman.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Dan, but we're talking. So tell me, either get on the phone. Wait. So tell.
Sorry.
Who's your coach?
I got an emergency call. You know, they say, "Yo, champ, you can't be talking."
Next Eagles offensive coordinator is Pat Shurmur.
Yeah.
I can
Pat
give
Sherman,
him.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it Pat Shurmur?
It's Pat Shurmur.
It is. It's okay. Pat. It's so, Mr. Oh yeah.
So what are your thoughts this year? How you tell? I'm being real.
I mean, no, I'm being real. I mean. I hate to say it, you know, we did lose a great wide receiver in Odell.
He's a pain in the ass.
But he's a cancer.
Like we were talking earlier,
right. Brown situation.
Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham,
Odell,
Tio,
same thing, you know, and
Deshaun Jackson.
And then you hear the Browns quarterback, you know, they all calling out the Giants.
Jackson went bad.
The Giants didn't do nothing to y'all. You know,
all right, so So how do you feel about this year? That's what I'm asking you.
I feel good. I mean, like I said, it's going to come down to, I think if the coach decides to run with Jones, okay, it might be a different season.
So I'm not familiar with Jones. Can he throw the ball?
Nah, he just...
No, I'm serious, but can he throw the fucking ball?
Nah, he could. Like I said, he had awesome. He looked so awesome over preseason.
Because I can throw the shit out of a football.
But I think they got so much... No, they got so
I can
much,
throw the fuck out
they got
of
so much love for Eli. Like, Eli has naked pictures 60, of the GM or something like that. I think Eli has naked...
I agree with
I think the entire family, like the Manning family, has naked pictures of the Mara family. And they're going to make Eli the starting quarterback. And I'm afraid with Eli, honestly. Because, I mean, this kid needs to take over. He's good.
Jones should take over.
But the thing that kills me
is,
that's
what you think.
What concerns me is they drafted this guy. And he's good. Don't get me wrong. But they drafted him because he went to Eli's quarterback camp. And he was like, he was all in the system. So he's a system guy. So I'm like,
I'm asking Rico right now.
So is it
now,
a family thing, or is what, it a? Are you,
who
you
fucking knows?
Using,
who knows yeah. if it's a family? Who fucking knows? How do you feel about this guy Jones?
I think he's gonna be great.
You
I really do.
Okay.
I really
okay.
Think
okay,
that,
okay. Okay. Good.
Well, I mean, you I really better think, because you drafted him early as hell.
You won two Super Bowls with a mediocre quarterback. Who cares?
I mean, the whole point is Eli, regardless
of
the fact.
So Ellis just spoke in the last fucking hour.
Fact,
first time in an hour.
Yeah, regardless of the fact, because Eli got two rings.
You
got
I will tell you this.
Time
he
up,
says
yes.
That he bring says up something the pass that he threw to Mario right. Manningham on the sideline.
Coast Guard stocking boat.
The pass he threw to
Manningham. Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
The pass he threw to Manningham in the second Super Bowl the week.
So you like Jones.
Was unbelievable.
I do like Jones. You know, at first okay. I was one of those fans like, what the hell we just do?
Right.
But you know what? After seeing him at preseason, you know what?
How's your defense this year?
I think we're good. I mean, we didn't lose nobody.
Right.
We still got the same good, strong team. You know, Barkley's ready to run all over everybody.
Yeah, he's nasty.
He's a beast.
He's a good dude too, man.
I mean, my like
no
I said,
good dudes in the NFL.
Our biggest concern is who the coach is going to run with. You know, everybody keeps saying, you know, let Jones run with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to let Eli run with it, let him run with the ball,
right,
and see what happens. Last season, well, we went what 0-5.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's time for change. It's time for change.
You know, being a Redskins fan, so I'm going to put that to the side because I'm really not the kind of guy that, because I'm a Redskins fan, right? I'm not going to just hate on the Giants or any other teams. But you did have a cancer last year. You had Odell. Mm-hmm. You had Odell walking off the field that, you know, before the end of the fourth quarter, blah, 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 blah. Now, Eli, for, you know, over the years I've seen Eli, he just looks like he's slow. He just looks like he's not like his brother Peyton, right? His brother Peyton's more like a Tom Brady, getting in the huddles. Eli just feels like he can.
I never seen.
If you feel like you can run over Eli.
But you know what's crazy though? Eli never gets hurt. Knock on wood.
Yeah, well, because he's always throwing the ball.
Yeah, he knows how to throw himself.
And then when he gets hit late, he'll throw his hands up.
Okay,
and
so
get a flag.
With all this being said,
but he learned that from.
I want
brother.
You to give me your prediction. In regards to their wins and losses this year. So, honestly, tell me what you think the record –
I think the difference will be who quarterback.
Okay,
who's our quarterback?
But just, you know, if they're
9-7 or 7-9.
Our season is a Philly fan.
Look at fucking Dan with his baby blue fucking headphones on with his fucking shades on. I love it. Someone's got to get a picture of him.
Tell me the record. Thing with our division is there's nobody that's going to go on.
Okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. Give me the Giants record with Eli starting 16, with Jones starting 16. Give me two different answers.
Jones, playoff. Eli, no playoffs.
All right, I want to hear wins and losses.
9-7.
Jones. I could say probably I say 10-6 actually with Jones.
Damn.
Could do. I mean,
okay.
Nine, I mean,
all
so
right.
I'll
so,
give you that. So,
what do you have for with
nine and seven?
I will. Yeah, I will agree with Dan on that.
Seven and nine. Okay. Now, if we just with
you can win
with
one
Eli
more game
starting
with, Jones,
with Eli starting and then making the coaching change, overall that possibility.
It all depends on when they make that.
But
coaching
just give me wins and losses.
Wow. I mean, if Jones is starting this week, it might be a whole different season.
But you don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm saying so Eli starting this week, where do you think they're going to go?
Well, the problem is this. I mean, we got the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah.
Kicking the season off.
Okay.
Zeke just signed his contract. All so right. That means he's playing.
Yeah. He looks like the Grinch, by the way.
I do like that Facebook post somebody put. Like
that fat ass ball.
Yeah, because he hasn't played in forever. But, I mean, the fact is, you know, can we beat Dallas this weekend? Yeah, we could.
Yeah, I think you can.
I hope the
we
fucking can. God yeah, we beat could. Dallas. I hate okay. Dallas. With all passion.
But Eli
all
knows.
My Dallas fans out there.
Dallas.
Chime in.
I mean, keep in mind, this is New York City. They love a good narrative.
Correct.
So, you fuck have Eli Dallas. Lose the first three games. You start your QB.
I agree.
He, in you know, like, gets the team really around him.
Right.
And then they go on to win, like, six straight games or something. Like, you know.
Well, I do know, but that's a valid point because that's the New York market. That's
correct.
The biggest, right. That's the biggest fucking market.
I mean, plain and simple.
The United States.
Plain and simple is I see that narrative. Everybody's waiting for Eli to step down. I mean, this we love Eli. He gave us two Super Bowls. I don't
yeah, but it's one of those things. Like,
but it's time for him to price that.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where he's an athlete. He's a competitor.
Yeah.
He's a top level athlete.
Correct.
And he's not going to just say, "I'm fucking
oh, no, he's
done."
Not. No, no, no.
So it's about the
order. Well, not when he sees Tom Brady.
Correct.
Making money
exactly.
at 42.
Exactly. And exactly.
But he's not Tom hurt. Brady. He's
but
not Tom Brady.
About,
no, he's not.
It's
but
about
he's not
management.
Hurt either.
It's about the coach is saying. You need to step down.
That's
and
the problem.
That's the issue that I see. That's the issue I see. Because I like Eli. I think Eli is he's a mentor, first of all. He's,
oh,
you know,
no. He's,
you know, you know,
he'll be great for Jones. I mean, if we were
right.
to keep him,
but
I don't think he's he
but
should be
kids
starting.
Look up to him. People, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this
he is not a bad person. Eli is a great person.
Yeah.
He and his father's a great person and his brother's a great person, but I think he's at the
and
end.
And the commercials off.
He's a
shit.
Fucking terrible quarterback, dude. When he throws an interception, he goes to the sideline, looks at that gas face. He's like, I mean, I'm tired of this bullshit. Let's call it what it is. I mean,
but have you ever heard of the term, "I've never stolen from anybody that wasn't going to give it away anyway"?
He's got to stop.
That's New York, man. Is he going to not take that money?
Look at the memes that are out there.
Is he going to not take that money?
Every time he throws
why would he not take the money if New York's going to give it to him?
Yeah. No, I don't blame him for doing it. My point is, I don't blame him for doing it. But good Lord, come on, man. We all know it. He's terrible. And he gets out on the sidelines. He's not
terrible, Dana.
He was like that
he's
Philadelphia.
Won two Super Bowls.
He's lost a lot.
Hey. I don't give a fuck. He's won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's like the Philadelphia quarterback that threw up in the
yeah, McNabb.
Yeah,
I tried to draft him. I tried to draft him 2 weeks ago.
Now that guy
and he wasn't
that
available.
Guy's terrible. Don't get me wrong with that. I'm not a McNabb fan at all. I think that guy's
he was Eli has got to win.
We shipped him to the Skins.
Rings.
He's earned his stripes.
He's got two rings, but he had a great defense at the time.
But it wasn't him.
Right.
Man,
he has
like
earned
two
his
bombs.
Stripes.
And now the pass he threw to Manningham was amazing. The pass to Tyree was a damn luck shot. But the Manningham,
oh, when he caught it on his helmet?
Yeah.
But you know
Manningham,
what?
It
still fucking works. So you can't say
so
shit.
So here's the other thing. I love it. Like, there's no tomorrow. The NFC East beat Belichick. Hands down.
That's
Eagles,
right.
Eagles and the Giants are the only teams that beat
right.
the Dynasty. Only teams that beat the Dynasty.
Okay, so we have decided that Eli needs to hang it up. And you're
and
more
the Eagles
and,
are
and
take
you're
over.
More confident with Jones taking over.
Yeah, I mean, we got a young team, man. It's time for change. It's time for change.
All right.
Plain and simple.
All right, good. That's
well,
good.
Change is going to come mid-season when they need it the most.
Right.
When New York needs a catchy line.
I just hope it's not too late. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, everybody in New York knows he's the future.
You got to win the first game.
Well,
you know, it's just a matter of timing at this point.
I mean, it's been all over ESPN. Everybody keeps saying how great Jones play over the preseason.
But, you know, my opinion.
You know, everybody.
My opinion
but
makes
right
a great a great quarterback
Manning's
is intelligence.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's reading defenses. It's knowing the playbook. It's controlling the, you know, the time clock. And, you know, RG3. He couldn't do that. So there's a lot of
hard to win a Super Bowl if you're
but
stupid.
But you know what's
right.
crazy?
Absolutely,
though?
It's hard to win a Super Bowl
absolutely.
If you're stupid.
Well, if you think
absolutely.
About it though, when the Giants
so
they
Jones
win,
might be smarter.
But think about this: when the Giants they win both Super Bowls, we didn't have no Odells.
Right.
We had an average team.
You had a guy who was stupid and shot himself in the
But he wasn't no Odell. He was just
He was a target
player.
But you had a great defense then too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Like,
right, so let's,
sometimes it don't come down to how good are the players you have on your team.
Right.
just need to average.
Yeah, players. But at the same time, you had a great defense, but you had a great job. Who's the coach then? Coughlin?
Yes.
Right, and he was great for a long time, but he lost his steam.
Well,
he left.
Worst
yeah.
thing the Tom Coughlin ever did was get rid of Schottenheimer. He was the best coach they had.
Yeah, I mean that's a total another. You know, I mean there's a lot of different.
And then you went to the dumbass Spurrier.
It was the same thing.
Eagles went with Chip Kelly. It was a try. It didn't work out.
Right.
You went back, but then you came back with Shanahan.
Are we talking about the Skins?
Yeah, we're talking about Skins. Yeah, we're gonna.
Who's in control of this conversation? I'm in control of this conversation.
So right now we're talking about
the Giants. We're talking about that. Henry.
How do you feel the Skins are going to end this year?
They're going to suck dick.
Yeah,
I just saw the opening line for this game.
They're going to suck.
The game this week is just raised to 9.5.
We're going to suck.
So you don't think your new quarterback is going to add?
We have zero wide receivers.
Eagles -9.5.
We're starting Keenum. We got Haskins behind him.
He lost 38.
We're gonna suck. We have no wide receivers. We do have some running backs. Trent Williams is not even showing up to camp. He's holding out. You know, he's fucking holding out. He wants more goddamn money.
He's not playing.
He's not gonna play this week. We suck, and it's because
how the hell you not sign that guy? He's your best player.
Well,
on the team.
But it goes to the Ezekiel Elliott shit. You know, we've already signed him. We've already gave him a contract. We already gave him motherfucking money.
But now he wants more money. No, because he had that issue where they faked his damn fucking medical report, and he was pissed off about that. Like he came out.
I didn't
out
know
publicly,
about that.
Yeah, he
I
came
didn't
out.
Know about that.
I'll pull it up. Pull it up. Trent Williams fake medical report. So the
Ellis, this is, you got this a team? Is,
this we're is, gonna suck.
Denver.
Oh.
Denver.
Sorry.
Why the fuck do you like Denver?
We cut Dallas off.
Seriously. Put all your money on Denver this week because Oakland, they played Oakland. Put all your money.
So how you feel about
that? What's the spread on that game?
I'll pull it up right now. Hold on. How you feel?
Why do you like Denver?
I think as a team, we should all put money on
Denver.
Why do you like Denver?
Oh, my dad grew up in Denver, and he raised us as Denver fans. And
okay, good answer.
I can agree with that.
Okay. Well, I should be a Carolina Panthers fan, but they didn't come along until 94, 95. And right. By that time, you know, I was full-blown Denver, and then watching them win those Super Bowls in 97, 98.
In Denver.
Yeah.
More reason to be a Denver fan.
So Elway is a big fan of Elway?
Yeah. Denver has won their Super Bowls with older quarterbacks. You know, they won their two with Elway in his late 30s, and then they won the one with who was it? Peyton. He was in his late 30s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He went to one and got demolished.
I totally forgot
Peyton
was on the fucking Broncos. Wow.
The Broncos. Wow.
Peyton retired off.
They
didn't Peyton retire off the Colts.
Who was on
Super Bowl, he fumbled the ball in the first.
Who was the middle the cross wide receiver for Broncos? Stokely? No, he was on, the Colts. But who was the?
The short.
When Peyton won the Super Bowl, who was the?
Manuel Sanders?
No.
Shannon Sharp.
No, Shannon Sharp was good.
That dude was a beast.
Yeah, he was good. But there was
he never won a Super Bowl with Denver.
Shannon Sharp did
Peyton
win
never,
a Super Bowl
Peyton,
with Denver.
Peyton never won a Super Bowl with Denver.
Peyton did win a Super Bowl with Denver. They beat Carolina.
Yes, they beat Carolina.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yep. You're wrong.
Oh, Demaryius Thomas.
I left Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis was fucking awesome.
So Peyton's got two Super Bowls?
Demetrius Thomas.
There you go.
Demaryius Thomas.
Terrell Davis.
Can I get the name right?
Oh, TD. But TD was not. TD was not. That was John Elway.
He was like this.
That was not.
Sorry.
Peyton Manning. That's why I lost it.
I know. We're not really talking about like combinations of people. We're just talking about, you know, the Broncos in general.
Yeah.
And Elway. I love Elway. Elway is probably.
Peyton Manning really.
Elway is probably.
He lost one with Seattle and then won one in Carolina.
He can throw.
He won one when they beat Carolina.
He can throw the shit out of the ball. Oh, that's
Montana.
Right. That's
when Elway could throw end zone to end zone with football.
He's right.
Unbelievable.
That's when Cam Newton like lost his shit in the
presser.
Yeah,
the post game presser.
He went full.
Well, you want to get interviewed. You want to get
interviewed. Well, I mean.
He went full millennial. He's like, I'm done.
Who's their defensive player?
You're talking about Miller.
Von Miller. He made Cam Newton.
I love his Old Spice commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He is fucking hilarious. Have you seen those?
Yeah. I'm being very biased with this statement, but he's one of the most
Old Spice
entertaining, under-the-radar players
dominant.
In the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Von Miller.
Hey, Henry, is that why you got Old Spice
Von
on
Miller
right now?
And the middle linebacker for
I got Old Spice on my butt cheeks. I put it everywhere.
That's what I thought. Old Spice.
Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
I think Dan
has Luke Kuechly. He's badass too. I saw a great video of.
So do y'all wear like colognes?
Are you going to interrupt me again or what?
Yeah, because
you always smack the.
It's funny how in like defensive players never have to hold out.
So
they always get their money.
I mean,
well, Elway was in. He was in this cab, and it was him and his wife, and this older black gentleman was driving the cab. I think it was during Super Bowl a couple years ago, and the. Elway's wife said to the cab driver, said, "Who's your favorite quarterback?" He goes, "My favorite quarterback's John Elway, John Elway, John Elway, John." He had no idea that John Elway was in his backseat. No idea. No idea. And he's talking about Elway and all of his stats and who he is and how he manages, you know, because he's the GM of the Broncos now. And when he turns around and looks – and sees John Elway, it gave me chills because he was just so happy and proud to see John, but the whole time that he doesn't know John's behind him, and he's just talking about, you know, his personality, who he was, but John, most importantly, pulled him out of the cab, gave him a hug, signed an autograph for him and said thank you. John's cool. And he's got a special needs child, John.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He does. He's That's got awesome. A special needs child. I don't know this. Damn, look it up. This dude, John Elway's child, and it's his child is really, really bad off. I'm not when Dan does this, but he's donated millions and millions and millions of dollars for research on that. Where I'm going with this, John Elway is a great dude, but he is tough as shit.
Wouldn't want to work for him.
I wouldn't either. I would like to, but I know that if you fucked up, you're out.
Right.
You're out. I mean, right. That guy, and Peyton Manning went there because of Elway.
Period. Yeah, sure.
He went there because of Elway.
Right.
Elway is nasty. You know, Marino, Elway, who's the other one? Montana. Those were the three slingers back in the day, bro.
Yeah.
Those guys were nasty.
I think you're a little bit wrong on the John Elway thing. I think
his child.
I think you're thinking of the quarterback from Buffalo.
Nope.
I'll read what I see. John Elway's son, Jack, arrested, latest details.
No, it's a different one. No, he's got multiple kids. Just do John Elway's special needs child.
He's got two daughters and... three daughters and one son.
Yeah, one of them.
And Jack is everything that pulls up is like son booked for assault. Son gets probation and does domestic violence case. Age son. Yeah, so I think you're thinking of, with the other great quarterback, Buffalo quarterback.
And
who is that?
Jim Kelly.
Like he had cancer.
I think you might be right about that.
I think you're on the Jim Kelly.
Is it Jim Kelly?
Well, yeah. I've never looked.
He had a horrible life. Like honestly, he had cancer. What? His kids were jacked up.
Man, I guess I am wrong. Not a close comparison, but almost in a way, Jim Kelly with the.
Well, Jim Kelly and John Elway are very similar, man.
They lost a lot of Super Bowls.
Yes.
They lost more Super Bowls than they won.
Bills, it means, boy, I love losing Super Bowls. The Skins beat them.
The Eagles went to four NFC championships before they won their Super Bowl. I mean, it's Fat Andy. That's why I told you this last time we talked about Fat Andy's terrible.
I hate to cut you off, Commish, but I got to roll, man. I got to go home and get my hurricane preparedness finished.
Okay. All right, so do you want to end it or you want to keep on going, guys, or what's up?
Keep going if y'all want.
All right,
what time? I know nobody want to listen after the champ leaves.
It's 5:30. I thought we were going to go to 6. You said you were good to 3.
I didn't say 6.
We're recording a 2.5-hour-long podcast. We're 2 hours into it.
We're about 2 hours
in.
But that's okay.
Everybody has stopped listening.
No, that's okay. If we're entertaining. People are going to still listen. I mean, Joe Rogan's podcasts are 3-4 hours long. So, yeah.
I wish he was here right now.
Yeah, me too. I mean.
And with the champ leaving, nobody going to listen.
Well, no.
I don't know. I'm worried about your team this year. You got nobody playing tonight.
What do you guys want to do? You want to wrap it up and maybe
Let's wrap it up. Okay, all right, so everybody go around. Who wins tonight's game? Okay. No scores, no nothing. Who wins? Henry, starting with you.
I think the Bears win.
Okay. I think the Packers win. Dan?
Packers.
I think I'm going to go my biggest.
Goddamn. You got to get into detail, bro?
Yeah, I think. I think.
You got to bring stats out and everything?
I think Rodgers is going to throw for 3 touchdowns.
And so Dan's going with the Packers. Rico, who wins?
Hold on now.
I say the Packers.
I didn't know we were going to be shut down like that. That's cool. Because I'm thinking that we're going to have a lot of points spread tonight. I think Trubisky's going to throw for 4 touchdowns. So I think it'll be 7 touchdowns thrown between the 2 quarterbacks.
I think the Bears are going to win. I think their running game is going to win the game.
Not a bad 7 call.
Touchdowns.
Yeah. I think Trubisky's going to show up tonight.
The new rules.
Where's the game at?
It's in Chicago.
The new rules, the way it's going down with the review on the pass interference, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of touchdowns by the quarterbacks.
Well, my peeps, the champ says, peace out!
Well, I'll finish it. I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. I know it was a long podcast. I want to thank Rico, the reigning champ. I want to thank Dan, the commish. I want to thank Ellis. I want to thank everybody for just listening. You know, this is new for us, and we're having fun. We're drinking. Our next podcast is going to be hopefully Sunday. Now, so if Rico says Sunday, we jump. If Rico says Monday, we jump. So it's really up to Rico.
Apparently, it's up to Rico.
Yeah, it's up to Rico. But
I'm thinking like.
But I want to thank Dan. I want to thank everybody. We're going to be at Habits at 12:30. We're going to watch the first 1 o'clock games.
We're going to come back here about
3:30, and we're going to do another podcast. So
it's easy.
Thanks for joining us, Dan. Yep. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to figure this out. I love you, Dan. Dan, the commish, he's embezzling money and paying for his boat and his gas. Yeah.
Midnight
and I don't appreciate that, but thank you for joining, and we love all of you. And thank you for listening. And thanks, guys.
Just
let me know. Just let us know if we can do anything different and make this podcast better. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.